It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome out to a gray Shoretown ballpark down by the boardwalk on the Jersey Shore. And today's game four of this six-game series between your Brooklyn Cyclones, 5-7 on the year, taking on the 7-5 Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Happy to have you with us on this Friday night. Hope you're warm and toasty wherever you may be. It's a little bit warmer here tonight than it was at the ballpark last night. Temperature said it was above 40, but it felt closer to 20 throughout the course of the evening yesterday. The players agreeing with that sentiment, talking to them after the game last night and before the game here today. But Cyclones and Blue Claws thinking warm thoughts as they try to barrel towards the weekend. Brooklyn off a thrilling and wild win last night, a 6-4 victory over the Blue Claws. A game that saw a seventh inning that had 86 pitches, just two hits. None of the seven runs that were scored in that seventh inning were scored on a base hit. It was walk, hit by pitch, wild pitch, walk, walk, hit by pitch, and then an infield fly plus a throwing error that allowed those seven runs to come across. Ultimately, Brooklyn 2 in the top of the eighth inning on RBI singles by Wilfredo Lara. And Ryan Clifford able to do the trick as Joshua Cornelli and Justin Lawson slammed the door shut in the eighth and ninth innings. So Brooklyn with an opportunity tonight to even up this series at two wins, rather, apiece. It'll be the left-hander Felipe De La Cruz to get the ball tonight for Brooklyn. 8 1/3 shutout innings from him to start the season in the rotation. He has been one of the best pitchers in the South Atlantic League since making his debut at the end of last August. For Jersey Shore, they reinstated Iberson Castellano off development list earlier today. Catcher Ryan Leach put back on the DEV list. Castellano, no record, a 1.17 ERA on the year, ready to make his third appearance and second start. We'll take a break here on the pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network. A little bit earlier today, we had a chance to sit down with Sunday's walk-off hero, Nick LaRusso. We talked a little bit about that walk-off home run, his first two home runs in that game last weekend against Asheville, and about his journey into professional baseball. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch, Brooklyn and Jersey Shore, coming your way on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Back here on the Cyclones pregame show on the radio network, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the stars of the Cyclones offense in the early going this season. That is infielder Nick LaRusso. Nick, almost two full weeks into the season now. How's everything going here in Brooklyn in the Northeast?
Yeah, it's been great. So far, you know, the weather hasn't been, you know, what we had in St. Lucie, Florida. But, you know, being from the Northeast, being from Connecticut, you're definitely used to it.
I was going to say, being a Connecticut guy, has anyone come to you for any advice on how to handle playing in the cold in these frigid temperatures like the last couple days?
Yeah, a couple of the Southern guys. But, you know, just it's all a mindset. You know, we like to tell each other that. But, you know, as long as we're playing ball, you know, nothing else really matters.
That's always a big thing. Now getting a chance to play some professional baseball against some familiar faces during the course of this week at Jersey Shore. Last night, faced off against your old Villanova teammate and Danny Wilkinson. You've also had a chance to play against your old Maryland teammate, Troy Schreffler. How cool has that been for you, getting a chance to reconnect with some former teammates now playing Pro Bowl?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, those are two guys that I talk to, you know, pretty regularly. You know, Troy has been, you know, a great friend, especially when I first went to Maryland, and obviously he wasn't there last year, drafted a year before me. And then Danny, obviously, I trained with him this offseason, actually, so me and him were always chomping at the bits of when, you know, we can face off against each other, and, you know, I'm hopefully looking forward to facing him again.
I know we got the better of you last night, but how much are you chomping at the bit to get another opportunity on Danny to even the score?
Yeah, definitely. I'm eager, and I'll be ready next time. And you know, I even told him that last night.
Now, obviously, had a fantastic couple of weeks here to start this 2024 season. None better than what happened on Sunday afternoon against Asheville, hitting your first career home run to start the scoring, and then a walk-off home run to end it. When you're going in a game like that, three hits, three extra base hits, how does it feel at the plate and being able to come through like that?
Yeah, you just seem more locked in than normal, and you know, that's something I try to, you know, harness as much as I can on, you know, any regular game. But you know, definitely was locked in on Sunday. It felt very good, you know, to start off with the home run, and then, you know, it just seemed like something that was, you know, meant to be. When they tied it up in the ninth, and I knew that, you know, I saw that pitcher well the first time, and I was going to get a second chance, and you know, ultimately the walk-off happened, and I couldn't have been more thrilled, and it was just a fun way to end the week.
I was going to say, you almost hit a home run in your first at-bat against him on Sunday and then took him deep in the ninth inning to end it. Did you see anything in that first at-bat, you know, the confidence from that first at-bat maybe helping you to close it out in the ninth inning?
Yeah, I just saw that there was nothing that was going to beat me, and I was only going to beat myself. So going into that next at-bat, I knew, you know, what my plan was going to be, you know, looking for something over the middle of the plate, and that's what I got.
It was the first walk-off home run for the Cyclones since 2021, so it had been a while since there had been quite a celebration like that at home plate. How did it feel getting around third base, seeing everybody waiting for you at home, and obviously they got you pretty good with that Gatorade bath at the end?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, I'm always a fan of walk-offs. You know, I had a couple at Maryland this past year, but you know, that's definitely something that's, you know, awesome about baseball is, you know, especially in pro ball is rallying with a bunch of friends of yours and you know, enjoying a special moment.
What was it like that first week on Coney Island? Now you've been at a bunch of different ballparks in the South Atlantic League now, and Jersey Shore and Wilmington don't quite have the same aesthetic appeal that the Coney Island ballpark does at Maimonides Park in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. How did you take in all the sights and sounds in Brooklyn that first week, and what was it like hitting with that backdrop?
Yeah, I mean, the fans there are pretty electric. So, you know, so far, you know, in the three places that we've played, they definitely have the rowdiest fans. You know, they're cheering for us at all times. And, you know, I'm looking forward to see what else and what other ballparks are like this year.
Now, last year, you know, during the summer, had a chance to get drafted by the Mets out of the University of Maryland. Take us back through what that experience was like. What was it like watching the draft with your friends and family and finding out that you're going to live out your dream and playing pro baseball?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely something I assumed, and I was with my family. You know, we were all eager to see, you know, what was going to happen. But, you know, as the day kind of went along, you know, obviously nerves started to arise. But when we finally got that call that it was going to be the Mets, you know, it was pure excitement. Because, you know, I have a lot of friends and family that are big Mets fans. And, you know, hopefully one day when I'm able to get there, you know, I could share that memory with them.
Did you grow up a Mets fan in Connecticut? Were you a Met fan, a Yankee fan? What were your allegiances towards when you were a kid?
So my dad, he grew up in the Bronx a little bit, and so I'm a big Yankees fan.
So what was it like getting drafted by the Mets after growing up as a Yankee fan? I'm sure had to maybe change some of the attire you had in the closet.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But, you know, nothing against the Mets at all. I've always, you know, watched the Mets because, like I said, I have a bunch of friends and family that are big Mets fans, been to a couple Mets games, so... you know, definitely nothing new.
Did any of the family members that are Mets fans give you a hard time after the Mets drafted you last year?
Yeah. They said, you know, I'm going to have to switch to being a Mets fan forever. And, you know, so far, you know, I'll enjoy being that for now.
We were talking a little bit about the 2023 draft class, and you're here in Brooklyn with a lot of the members of that 2023 draft class. How fun has it been getting a chance to connect with those guys and get a chance to climb the ladder as a unit?
Yeah, that was definitely a special class. We connected really well towards the end of last year and even during spring training this year. And I think this is going to be a class that, you know, definitely makes its way through the ranks, and you know, definitely is one to be remembered. I just feel like, you know, the closer we get, especially here in Brooklyn, you know, and as we continue to climb, the better it's going to be for all of us.
Nick LaRusso, thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, my friend.
Yep, thank you for having me.
Coming up next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered,
thank you
but
so
there's
much.
So many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Cyclones fans, are you ready?
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
It's time for baseball on this Friday night. Welcome back to Lakewood, New Jersey. Blue Claws and Cyclones moments away from first pitch. National anthem has been performed, and just about time to get this one going right now in Lakewood, New Jersey. Still quite chilly for this time of year, 51 degrees right now at the ballpark. Real feel right at around 51 as well. The big thing, though, the breeze not as bad today than it was the last few days here down by the shore. So let's take a look at tonight's starting lineup. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, Kevin Villavicencio leads off at second base. Stanley Consuegra bats second and center. Ryan Clifford, five-game hit streak, bats third at first base. William Lugo, the shortstop, cleans up. Junior Tillian is at third base in the five-hole. Nolan McLean back in the lineup today. He'll bat sixth and DH. Joe Swazi is the right fielder, hitting seventh. Drake Osborne bats eighth and does the catching. And Jose Hernandez will be in left, batting ninth. Felipe De La Cruz on the mound for Brooklyn. This is the Jersey Shore lineup he'll square off against. Brian Rincon leads off at short. Otto Kemp will be the third baseman in the two slot. Felix Reyes back at first base, hits third. Troy Schreffler in the cleanup role, he'll be in left. And Marion Boyd bats fifth in center. Jordan Disson is the six-hole hitter behind the plate. Andrick Nava makes his second start of the series. He'll bat seventh in DH. Eric Brito moves over to second base tonight. He'll hit eighth. And Kate Fergus rounds out the order. He'll be in right field. Aberson Castellano warming up on the mound for Jersey Shore as we get set to get this one underway. Castellano, the right-hander for the Blue Claws, 6'3", 230 pounds, will celebrate his 23rd birthday coming up in May from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Felix, or rather Kevin Villavicencio, ready to lead things off for Brooklyn here in the top of the first inning. I have no idea where the name Felix came from. I guess maybe Felix Reyes. Always a good start when you're calling people by the wrong name. Hopefully the full nine innings will be better than that. We have Asensi already. So is Castellano working from the stretch. The kick, our first pitch of the night, is fouled back by Villavicencio, and we're underway at 6:35 Eastern Time. Villavicencio, 2-for-18 at the plate to start the year. No extra base hits, no RBIs. One of the youngest players on this Brooklyn roster, just 20 years of age. Will be 20 throughout the entire season. Castellanos 0-1. Villavicencio shows bunt, pulls back, and takes inside and low. It's even a ball and a strike. Villavicencio playing for the first time since Wednesday. Went 0-for-4 with a strikeout. That's the only game he's played this series. The kick, the 1-1. And Villavicencio fouls it off the catcher. And the count 1-2. Castellano reinstated off the development list earlier today. Ryan Leach, the catcher who made his season debut on, I believe it was Tuesday night. Maybe it was Wednesday. Days already started to merge together. And Leach back on the development list as time called at home plate. Castellano started the year on Jersey Shore's opening day roster, put on the dev list on the 11th of April. Last start 9 days ago against Hickory in North Carolina. A long pause. Kicks at one. The 1-2 pitch and a foul tip off the glove of Disson. And Villavicencio stays alive. But Castellano was great in his last appearance. That start took a no decision, but needed just 54 pitches to get through five shutout innings. Two hits, only free pass he allowed on a hit batter, and struck out six in that ballgame. Pitched out of the bullpen in his first appearance. The 1-2 again, and Villavicencio grabs a piece on its way by. 94 miles an hour on the fastball. Castellano pitched on opening day out of the bullpen. So far this year, just one run on five hits in 7 2/3 innings. At the letters, the 1-2 again, and Villavicencio has to back out of the way of the curveball. And it's even, two balls and two strikes. Great at-bat for Villavicencio to start. Next toss will be the seventh of this game opening at-bat. But fastball, curveball, changeup for Castellano. The 2-2. Way outside off the glove of Disson. And it's full three balls and two strikes. Worth noting, Castellano has not walked a batter in his first 7 2/3 innings. Only free pass we mentioned on a hit by pitch. So Villavicencio's run the count full. Now the payoff. And Villavicencio pops it up. Shallow center field, out the second baseman Brito. Called off by the center fielder, Boyd, and he'll make the catch by the lid of his cap. And the leadoff man retired in the first. Take a look at the Blue Claws defensively tonight. Left to right of the outfield, Troy Schreffler, Emarion Boyd, who you just heard from, and Cade Fergus. Third to first around the infield, minor league rehabber Otto Kemp, Brian Rincon, Eric Brito, and Felix Reyes, with Jordan Disson doing the catching behind the plate. Stanley Consuegra, the batter. Righty against righty. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in at 94. And the count 0-1. Consuegra, 1-for-3 last night. Did have an RBI walk twice. But just 2-for-12 in the first three games of this series. The 0-1. And Consuegra takes a fastball for a called strike two. Umpiring crew. Here tonight, Jamal Allen behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. Connor Kroll is on the bases. The 0-2, and Consuegra takes up and away. And the count of ball and two strikes. American flag out in right center field. Blowing maybe a tad bit in, but mostly right now in the direction of the third base line. And time called at home plate. Consuegra, 23 years old, but in a bit of an offensive funk after a strong opening three-game series, just 4-for-his-last 29 in his last eight games. At the letter is the 1-2, and Consuegra can't lay off the curveball, strike three. Good pitch from Castellano, started towards the middle of the plate and then broke into the lefty batter's box. First strikeout tonight for the right-hander, and there's two away in the top of the first. Ryan Clifford will dig in. 1-for-4 last night, had a big RBI single in Brooklyn's decisive two-run eighth inning. Was also hit by a pitch. Lefty batter with an upright stance, and he has to hop out of the way of a pitch down and in. And the count 1-0. Clifford, 3-for-11 in the series. Hitting .186 on the year, 8-for-43. Does have four extra base hits and three RBIs. Wags that bat behind his head, and he takes a strike on the inner half. And the count even at one. Well, Clifford has continued to show his improvement at the plate throughout the course of this year. 5-game hitting streak, 9-game on base streak. Has also taken the ball the opposite way a couple of times this week. The 1-1 inside, and the count 2-1. But most notably, against the southpaw Andrew Walling, they brought him in to face him in the eighth inning after Brooklyn took the lead, and Clifford able to take a pitch outside and slap it into left field to add to the lead. The 2-1. Curveball outside corner for a called strike two. Clifford, drafted by the Astros out of high school, 11th round pick, but the Mets really liked him out of high school as well. But unlike the Astros at the time, were unable to make the money work. But it all worked out when they acquired him for Justin Verlander last summer. A two-ball, two-strike pitch. And Clifford goes fishing for strike three. Down and in with the breaking ball. And Castellano with a couple of strikeouts to close out a 1-2-3 top of the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of a half, Brooklyn nothing. Here come the Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Felipe De La Cruz on the mound for Brooklyn tonight, making his third start of the year. The only lefty on the Cyclone pitching staff, facing a lineup of all righties tonight, as Brian Rincon, switch hitter from the right-hand side, takes high for ball one. Rincon had off last night. And he lines this one fair. Down the third baseline, rolling towards the Brooklyn bullpen underneath the bullpen bench. And the home plate umpire, Jamal Allen, going to raise two fingers. It's a ground rule double for Brian Rincon to start this Friday night. Just lined it fair by a matter of inches down the line to the right of the third baseman, Tillian. And once that ball got underneath the bullpen bench, it was waved dead by the home plate umpire, Jamal Allen. So Brian Rincon in the leadoff spot tonight. Had been 0-for-4 in the series, snaps an 0-for-12 stretch at the plate. and records just his second extra base hit of the year and only his third hit total. So now Otto Kemp with a chance to give Jersey Shore the early lead. De La Cruz kicks and fires, and this fouled out of play to the right. And the count 0-1. Felipe, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, just 22 years old from Yamasa in the Dominican Republic. Has not allowed a run in his first 8 1/3 innings this year. The most innings without allowing a run by a Mets pitcher in the farm system. As this inside, off the glove of Osborne, but no chance for an advance. And Osborne out to the mound to get back on the same page as De La Cruz. But Felipe pitching for the first time since game one on Saturday afternoon against Asheville, went 4 1/3 innings. Prior to last night, that was the longest start of the year by a Brooklyn pitcher, was the only other Cyclone starter to work into the fifth inning this year. Scattered 3 hits, a walk, struck out 4, 67 pitches and 46 strikes. Rincon takes his lead, the 1-1, and that Anthony is a called strike. 92 mile an hour fastball, it's 1-2. Kemp had off last night, 0-3 on Wednesday, 2-7 this week, and 9-21 on rehab between here and Clearwater. The 1-2 pitch. And Kemp, a ground ball right side, and that's vacated, and it's going to get through for a base hit. Rincon to the plate. Here comes Swazi's throw to the dish, cut off by Clifford. So two batters into the game, two base hits and a run, and the Blue Claws take a 1-0 lead. Well, I think Otto Kemp is just about at full health. He is 10 for 22 at the plate this season. Already his 6th RBI between the two single-A levels. And that just a great piece of hitting by Otto Kemp. Hit it through a vacated hole between first and second, and no chance for Clifford or Villavicencio to get to it. So Felipe's streak of 8 1/3 shutout innings to start the year is over. And Felix Reyes takes low for ball one. Reyes, 0-3 last night with a walk, did steal a base. 7-36 on the year, a homer, 2 RBIs. A throwback to first, and Kemp able to dive back safely. Reyes, 5-game on-base streak, dating back to last Friday, but just 5 for his last 20. Righty batter with a wide base in his stance, and he takes the changeup for a called strike one. But Felipe, ever since he made his debut with Brooklyn last August the 23rd, he has been as efficient a pitcher in the entire South Atlantic League. The 1-1. This a ground ball over the mound. Could be two. Villavicencio fields behind the bag. Steps on second. Throw to first in time. Double play. So Felipe De La Cruz doesn't get frazzled after giving up back-to-back base hits. Immediately induces a 4-3. Double play, and so the base is empty and two out for Troy Schreffler. Take a look at the defense for Brooklyn tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jose Hernandez, Stanley Consuegra, and Joe Swazi. First pitch to the righty batting Schreffler is fouled off to our right. Third to first around the infield, Junior Tillian, William Lugo, Kevin Villavicencio, and Ryan Clifford. With Drake Osborne doing the catching behind the plate. Felipe's 0-1. Down by the shoot tops, it's even at a ball and a strike. Schreffler last played on Wednesday, came on for Henry Mendez, who must have left with injury. Have not seen him since he departed that game in the fifth inning. And Schreffler takes low, 2 balls and a strike. Went 1-3 with a double. He's 1-5 in this series. But Schreffler off to a good start, 7-21, a homer, 7 batted in. The 2-1 pitch. Off the hands to the right, and the count even at 2-2. We were talking about Felipe. Since he made his debut last year, entering play tonight, second in the league in whip, ERA, and batting average against, while fifth in innings pitched. 2-2. On the outside corner, got him looking, strike three. Schreffler can't believe it. Thought the fastball was outside, but Felipe gets the call, and his first strikeout ends the inning. But back-to-back base hits to start for Jersey Shore gives them a 1-0 lead after one on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Top of the second inning, Brooklyn trailing by a run, 1-0. William Lugo, Junior Tillian, Nolan McLean, heart of the lineup. Two up in the second, William Lugo to lead things off against Aberson Castellano out for his second inning of work. And the first pitch to Lugo has a good fastball underneath the hands for a called strike. And the count, 0-1. Lugo been a bit of a funk, 0-4 last night, 0-4 his last 13 in his last 4. As he takes a letter high strike, it's 0-2. Lugo, though, still among the league leaders in walks, has 12 in 35 at-bats, 47 plate appearances to start the year. That's a walk rate of over 25%. The 0-2, and he struck him out. Slider down and away, 3 straight strikeouts for Castellano. After the leadoff batter via Vicencio had a long 8-pitch battle to start the night. So Junior Tillian will step in. He's also been a bit of a funk after a great homestand. 0-11 in this series, 0-4 last night, did drive in a run. And he takes outside 1-0. Tillian 7-37 on the year, a double, 2 RBIs. Jersey Shore tonight wearing their beach-themed uniforms, although the weather anything but beach-like. The 1-0, and Tillian pulls it foul, 1-1. Maybe beach-like for the polar bears you see that come out to Coney Island to dunk into the ocean on New Year's Day. But Tillian doesn't seem to be affected by the cold all that much. You're talking about Gene Cabrera, the starter for Jersey Shore last night as a breaking ball strike makes it 1-2. But Gilbert Gomez, the manager in the hotel lobby earlier today, was giving Tillian some playful business because he went out to pick up his lunch in just a basketball jersey and shorts. Gilbert looked at him and like, are you out of your mind? He's like, I'm not cold. Wish I was that lucky. The 1-2 pitch. Tillian checks his swing. Did he go? No, says Kroll. And the count evens at 2-2. So these Jersey Shore uniforms tonight, powder blue with royal blue sleeves, have a blue claw logo on the front left-hand side of the chest with a bucket over its head. The 2-2 drops in there. Strike 3 called. 4 straight strikeouts for Castellano. 5 up, 5 down, 2 away in the second inning. Castellano had 8 strikeouts in his first 7 2/3 innings. He's recorded half of that in an inning and 2/3 tonight. Now it's Nolan McLean, who has been otherworldly to start his Cyclones career. As he swings through the breaking ball, it's 0-1. McLean His first appearance at the plate this weekend in the series. 1-for-4 on Sunday at a 2-run home run in the sixth that may or may not still be traveling. The 0-1. Outside and low, it's a ball and a strike. McLain 3-for-11 at the plate this year. All three hits have gone for extra bases, a double, two homers, and three RBIs. But orange, or rather yellow numerals on the back of those powder blue jerseys. As McLain takes inside, it's 2-1. White pants for Jersey Shore, all the way down to the ankles for Castellano. Navy and red piping along the side. And then that cap mimicking a beach ball. Gold, blue, and red. And white panels around the head, a brown bill. As McLain can't catch up to the 94-mile-an-hour fastball, it's 2-2. And on that white front panel, that same blue claw bucket-wearing logo on the front. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball outside. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLain, last year at Oklahoma State, hit 250 but had a 9-11 OPS with 9 home runs. Looking to be Brooklyn's first base runner tonight. The payoff pitch at the bottom of the zone, strike 3 called. McLain thought he had ball 4, took a step towards first base, but Jamal Allen, a bit of a wide strike zone to start, gets rung up. 5 straight punch-outs for Castellano and 2 back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. To the bottom of the second, 1-0 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Drake behind the plate tonight as we go to the bottom of the second. And Marion Boyd, the leadoff batter. And Felipe De La Cruz, first pitch, misses down and in. 4-1. Boyd making his first start of the series in center field. Hits a grounder over the mound and underneath the glove of Villavicencio to his right. In a center field, a base hit. Boyd, a wide turnaround first, retreats. And so for the second straight inning, the leadoff man on a 1-0 base hit. And the Blue Claws speed at first base to start the second inning. Brings up Jordan Disson, 21 years old from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Grew up a massive Phillies fan. Went to high school maybe 20-some-odd miles away from Citizens Bank Park. As the pitch to Disson outside for 1-1. Disson 1-for-4 last night on a 7-game hitting streak. 7-for-25 in that span with a 939 OPS. The lefty throws back to first. And Boyd in standing. Disson hitting 259, 2 homers, 8 RBIs. Boyd takes his lead off first. Throw back to first again. And Boyd retreats standing up. Boyd had a 6 stolen base game last year while playing with single-A Clearwater. Those 6 stolen bases tied for the most in a single game by a player since 2005 in the minors. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Ripped the fastball by him away at 94. And the count evens, a ball and a strike. Brooklyn tonight, once again in the Navy alternates. Cyclones in gold script letters across the chest. Gold numerals front and back with a red drop shadow. The 1-1 shows bunt, pulls back, throw behind the runner, does Osborne at first. And Boyd gets back safely. It was a pitch out that time from De La Cruz. And Boyd not going anywhere. Top of the 7 o'clock hour in the East. Bottom of the second, Jersey Shore up 1-0 on the Otto Kemp RBI single. The 2-1. Fouled out of play. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gray pants for De La Cruz all the way down to the ankles. Navy piping along the side of them. Navy cap, Navy bill. And that gold interlocking BC logo. Smack dab on the front. Runner goes, the 2-2, below the knees for a ball. Throw down to second by Osborne, late and offline. So Disson runs the count full, and Marion Boyd comes away with a stolen base. And the Blue Claws another man in scoring position. Just the second steal of the year for Boyd in as many attempts. So he has picked his spots to start the year. Now the payoff. Swing and a miss, got him. Looked like a slider that didn't really quite slide out of the hands of De La Cruz. But Disson, his eyes opened wide with that slow-moving pitch up in the zone, just couldn't wait back enough. Second strikeout for De La Cruz. One out in the second for Andrick Nava. That K brought to you by our friends at BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Andrick Nava, the switch hitter. As De La Cruz steps off. Nava playing for the first time since Tuesday. Went 0-for-3 in that game. Struck out a couple of times. Just 1-4 his last 13 entering the night. First pitch. And Nava right on the screws. Fouls it behind the plate. And the count 0-1. Nava 5-for-20 to start the year in 6 games. A homer and 4 RBIs in his third season with Jersey Shore. Was on the Blue Claws opening day roster 2 years ago, where he was one of the 10 youngest players in the league. The 0-1. Hit on the ground again through the hole on the right side of base hit. Same spot as Kemp. Here comes Boyd to the plate. Swazi's throw all the way through. Offline, not in time. Deja vu again for the Blue Claws in the second inning. Get a runner to second base. And then slap the ball through the vacated right side of the infield. RBI single for Nava, his 5th of the year, 2-0 Jersey Shore. I mean, that almost a carbon copy of Otto Kemp in the first inning. Via Vicencio was shaded way up the middle, holding on the runner at second. And just a great piece of hitting by Nava from the right-hand side. Old-fashioned phrase, hit it where they ain't. And Eric Brito takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Brito 1-for-3 last night with an RBI, a walk, and a stolen base. 8-for-21 at the plate to start the year. And he takes a called strike two. Fastball that time from Felipe. Well, the dimensions here at Shoretown Ballpark. I don't think exactly the same dimensions as Citizens Bank Park, but there's certainly some aspects, especially out in left and right center, that remind you of it, especially the shrubs in straightaway center. The 0-2. Hit on the ground at third. Fielded on the short hop by Tillian. On a second for one. Back to first. Double play. Inning over. Oh, what a gorgeous play at third by Junior Tillian on the short hop. And able to turn an inning ending 5-4-3 double play. The second one induced by De La Cruz in as many innings. So both innings had a double play. Both innings had a Jersey Shore RBI single to right. Through two, 2-0 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
A lot of Mets jerseys in the house tonight. Certainly, on average right now, looking like more Mets than Phillies jerseys in the ballpark. There's even a guy in a Jose Altuve jersey. Might be a little bit lost on this Friday evening here in South Jersey. Top of the third, Brooklyn looking for their first base hit of the night. Bottom third of the lineup due up against Aberson Castellano, who has struck out five straight batters. Joe Swazi to lead off, and he takes inside in the count 1-0. Swazi, great game last night, had a couple of base hits. Also walked and scored a run. 2-for-9 to start the year. 1-0, and Swazi takes outside. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. Swazi, Osborne, Hernandez, if anyone reaches, via Vicencio, and then Consuegra. A long pause for Castellano. Now the 2-0, flared into right field, playing shallow and towards the line was Fergus, and that helps him move to his left to make the catch for the first out. There have been several times in this series where Jersey Shore has just been stationed perfectly in certain spots, especially in the outfield. It feels like those balls have been dunking in for the Blue Claws, not quite as much for the Cyclones. So Swazi robbed of a looping single. And one away in the third for Drake Osborne. First pitch to Ozzie. And he takes it at the knees. And the count 0-1. But here at Shoretown Ballpark, 325 down the lines and left and right. 400 out to straightaway center field. The 0-1. And Osborne takes a call at strike two. Curveball that time. Osborne, 2-for-3 on Wednesday night. 7-for-19 at the plate to start the year. Does have a homer and 3 RBIs. Has reached in all 6 games. Castellanos 0-2. Outside and low. Sprawling stop by Disson. And it's a ball and 2 strikes on Drake. Asked Drake last night about that 7th inning. That saw 7 runs score, none of which came in on a base hit. And I asked him if that was the wildest inning he's ever been a part of. A check swing, did he go? No, on appeal, says Kroll. Slider down and away. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Osborne looked at me and said, what was there, 8 walks or something like that in that 7th inning? I don't know, man. The common phrase from Osborne when I asked him that question was, I don't know. And I think that might be everybody's response after that 7th inning last night. The 2-2. And Osborne pulls it in the air down the left field line. Will it stay fair? Nope. Foul ball onto the berm. Hit it well, just a tad bit out in front. And with the wind not howling in like it had been the last few days, more of a chance for players on either side to maybe get one out of the ballpark tonight. Certainly had home run distance, just a little bit too far to the left of the fair foul pole. 2-0 Jersey Shore in the third. The 2-2. And a breaking ball pulled on the ground behind the third base bag, underneath the diving glove of Kemp, and deflects into shallow left field. Osborne on his way to second, and he'll slide in there feet first with a double. Well, Drake felt like he should have been awarded a double for a ball he hit down the line on Wednesday night. He gets a double here. His second two-base hit of the season, and the Cyclones have their first base runner, first base hit of this Friday night. And Osborne just has continued to pepper the ball around the diamond. Seven-game on-base streak to start the season. An OPS over 1,000. He and Christian Pregent have been alternating back and forth with the catcher's role. As Jose Hernandez digs in, third catcher on this Brooklyn roster playing left field tonight. And he takes high for ball one. Hernandez 0 for 2 on Wednesday with a walk, 0 for 5 in the series, and 2 for 21 on the season. But if Osborne keeps hitting the way he is hitting, the 1-0, and Hernandez charges one in the air to center. Back goes Boyd, away back, all the way to the warning track, and over his head, somehow makes the catch in front of the Provident Bank signage. Oh my goodness! Amari and Boyd, shades of Willie Mays in straightaway center field, no hat and all. Looking like a wide receiver on a fly pattern. Great job by Osborne to read it, went about halfway, and then went back to second base. But off the bat, you thought that ball would get well over the head of Boyd, but his tremendous speed playing to his benefit there. And that a highlight reel play for Boyd, who threw out a runner at the plate from left field last night. As the pitching coach, Brad Bergeson, out to the mound to have a conversation before the top of the lineup, and Kevin Villavicencio digs in. Well, after seven straight retired by Castellano, a double and a long fly ball to center for Hernandez, maybe rattling that confidence a little bit. But if Osborne keeps hitting the way he has, and it's not like Christian Pregent has not been productive when he has been in the starting lineup, but the way Osborne has swung it, you wonder if he might start snaring some more of those starts behind the plate. Guy was off to a pretty darn good start in St. Lucie in 2022 before an injury halted his season in May. We have Asensio fly to center in his first at-bat, shows bunt, and cues it foul towards the first base dugout. It's 0-1. Kevin, despite the slow start with the bat, one of those guys you always see around the clubhouse, a big, bright smile. Him and Jose Hernandez might lead the team in smiles throughout the early going this season. Always seem to be in a jovial mood as Villavicencio shows bunt again, pulls back. This time takes a called strike. And the count 0-2. And you also have to remember the age. Villavicencio maybe pushed up a little bit higher than he could have been ready for because they need to get reps for guys like Colin Houck at shortstop in St. Lucie. As Villavicencio takes in the dirt, ball kicks to the left off the shin guard of Disson, and that's going to allow Osborne to scoot up 90 feet to third. So the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes on Villavicencio. And now Brooklyn has their first run of the night 90 feet away. Villavicencio has always been known as an outstanding defender. Looking to continue to have that bat catch up to his glove as Villavicencio chops it foul behind the plate. But had a great start to his professional career. Signed with the Mets in January of 2021. Immediately went to the Dominican Summer League where he was named the Mets DSL Player of the Year after hitting .303 with 14 stolen bases. The 1-2, and Villavicencio fouls another one straight back. So I knew I was right. It was 1-2, not 2-2. Villavicencio did have a brief spell at AA Binghamton at the end of last year. Made 5 at-bats. Did not pick up a base hit in a couple of games. He and Hernandez both went up there at the end of the season. The 1-2, breaking ball, dribbled up the first base line. It remains a ball at two strikes. Osborne at third, two out, top of the third. Jersey Shore in front, 2-0. Villavicencio, someone who's been playing pro ball for a long time. He never got into a game, but he signed a pro contract at the age of 16 with Diablos Rojos del Mexico in his native country. Mets purchased his contract from there. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the slider away. Sixth strikeout tonight for Castellano and gets through his first jam of the night. No runs, a hit. One man left on the double. At the end of 2.5, still 2-0 in favor of the Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
Felipe De La Cruz back to work. He's given up a run in each of the first two innings. Blue Claws a 2-0 lead on a couple of RBI singles from Otto Kemp and Andrick Nava. Cade Fergus, the nine-hitter. And then back to the top of the lineup, Brian Rincon and Otto Kemp. So Fergus will lead things off. 0-3 on Wednesday. Did not play last night. And he takes inside and low for ball one. Fergus, 5-game on base streak, but 4-17 on the year. A homer, 2 RBIs. The 1-0 and out in front of the changeup. Good pitch from Felipe. And it's even at 1-1. Fergus, a great arm, someone who is considered by Baseball America as having the best outfield arm in the organization. As Fergus fouls it aside, it remains 1-2. Started last year at single A, finished the year in Jersey Shore the final 2 months of the season. Played on one incredible Cape League team in 2021. And I'm curious to get his thoughts on what the field is, especially for someone who can run like he can. The 1-2. Below the knees, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Played for the Wareham Gatemen in the Cape Cod League. Go look up their mascot. I still argue to this day that they have the creepiest mascot in the history of sports. Gary the Gateman, the 2-2 inside and low. And the count full 3-2, but played on a team with Mets prospect Kellum Clark, who was drafted last year, but also had Paul Skeens on it, one of the top prospects in baseball, as Fergus strikes out looking. Fastball at the letters, tried to sell it by running to first, but De La Cruz, his third strikeout, and there's one away in the third inning. But that team had Paul Skeens on it, Tommy Troy, who was the Diamondbacks' first-round pick, I believe it was last year out of Stanford, Yo-Yo Morales, who is the Nationals' number 4 prospect, one of the best systems in baseball, Alex Pham, who was a candidate for pitcher of the year in this league last year. As Brian Rincon takes outside, it's 1-0. But the reason I wanted to know about what his thoughts were on that ballpark, as Rincon takes down and in 2-0, maybe no one else on the Cyclone staff would understand this outside of my broadcast partner, Johnny Gadamwitz, who also called games in the Cape League when he was in college. The 2-0. And Rincon, a high pop fly. Shallow right center field. Out via Vicencio. In is Swazi. And Joe comes on to make the catch high in the sky for the second out of the third inning. But at Spillane Field in Wareham, their infield dirt, quote-unquote, I use air quotes to describe the dirt because if you look at it, it looks more like gravel than it does dirt. It is gray, and I have been told it hurts. As Otto Kemp, the batter, takes a call and strike, it's 0-1. I remember working with Kyle Schwarber his first full year in the minors, 2015. I had seen him play in the Cape League for Wareham. We were both in college. The 1-0. Low, it's 1-1 on Kemp. Bases empty, two out in the third, 2-0 Blue Claws. And I asked him, what was it like sliding on that what looked like gravel infield? The 1-1. Low, and it's two balls and a strike. And he gave me a very simple answer, did Schwarbs. He said, don't. You don't slide. A lot of ripped pants. 2-1, line drive left center field, and Kemp has another base hit. Over to cut it off is Hernandez. A wide turnaround first, and that's going to hold Kemp to a single. Great job by Hernandez. Normally a catcher to get over to his left and cut that ball off and hold Kemp to a single. Another base hit for Otto Kemp to start this season. Kemp now 11 for 23 at the plate. I think he might be ready for Double-A Reading when this is all over. In terms of his rehab, his time called for the bat boy to get all the protective equipment that Kemp needed to take off. And Johnny tuning in all the way from South Carolina, I believe he is right now, to double-check my text messages. Yep, I was right, South Carolina. I was paying attention, Johnny. Johnny tuning in. Want to wish JG a lot of luck this weekend. Looks plain. Runner goes. First pitch to Reyes. A flare over the leaping glove of Via Vicencio. A base hit. On his way to third, Kemp. Stanley's throw. The tag by Tilly. And they got him. Oh, my goodness. Stanley Consuegra. What a throw from center field to get Kemp. I mean, he could have walked that ball up there and it wouldn't have been as good a throw. It bounced a few times, but put it in an only spot for Tillian to make the tag on Kemp, sliding head first into the bag. And Greg Brodzinski clearly disagrees with the call for the base umpire tonight, Connor Kroll. But Consuegra, his first outfield assist of the season, and Jersey Shore held scoreless in the third. We'll pick up that thought and let you know what Johnny's up to this weekend. We come back 2-0 Blue Claws after three on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Stanley Consuegra made the great throw in center, leads off the top of the fourth inning, and a swinging bunt up the first baseline will roll and stay foul. And the count 0-1. The sounds of Soul Shine by the Allman Brothers Band playing through your headsets tonight. Sad news yesterday for anyone who is a fan of classic rock, 70s, 80s music, especially the Allman Brothers, Dickie Betts, the legendary guitarist, passing away yesterday at the age of 80. I know that hit my dad a little bit harder than maybe some other people that we have lost over the years in the music industry. But our condolences and thoughts to the Dickie Betts family as Consuegra fouls it off. And the count, 0-2 on Stanley. 2-0 Jersey Shore, top of the fourth. Consuegra, Clifford, Lugo, three scheduled to bat in the inning. Stanley struck out his first trip. Castellano, the 0-2, just outside. Consuegra lays off. And the count, a ball and two strikes. But we were mentioning what my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz, was up to, texting me about the Wareham comments, saying, love a good stone dust reference, which is what they apparently call their infield dirt, as Consuegra tries to hold up, cannot, on appeals as the base umpire, Kroll, and Consuegra waving his arms in disgust at the base umpire. Well, Kroll's a local product, and he has not been greeted rudely or not been greeted kindly by either dugout throughout the course of this series. So Castellano, another strikeout. That is 7 tonight for him. He had 8 in his first two appearances of the year combined. Ryan Clifford was one of those 7 strikeout victims. He is 0-1. And the righty deals. And Clifford takes high. And the count 1-0. But Johnny, this weekend on the road in the Palmetto State, South Carolina, going to call the Big East Women's Golf Tournament this weekend. You can catch that live on gklive.tv. Got plenty of time to watch the golf in the morning and tune into the Cyclones at night, or maybe watch one and listen to the other. As Clifford takes low, it's 2-0, but wishing my partner in crime all the best. Can't wait to tune into him tomorrow and Sunday. Know he's going to do an amazing job, just like he does on the Cyclones radio network. The 2-0. Clifford fouls it straight back. And the count 2-1 on the Mets' number 4 prospect. Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. 2-0 Jersey Shore. Brooklyn, no runs. They hit, no errors. One left. Blue Claws, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They have stranded 1. The 2-1 offering. And a breaking ball high. And it's 3 balls and a strike on Ryan Clifford. So Clifford in a hitter's count. We'll see what he can do. Third baseman off the line. Castellanos 3-1. Breaker outside, and Clifford's on base again. 10 straight games on base for Clifford, dating back to the start of that homestand last Tuesday. And Cliff has certainly developed an even keener eye since coming over to the Mets organization. Lugo struck out in his first at-bat. One on, one out, and Lugo tries to check his swing on the slider. And no appeal down to the base umpire. Now there is, and Kroll says he did not go. And the count 1-0 on Lugo. But Clifford had 21 walks last year and 250 plate appearances with Asheville. He has had 193 with the Brooklyn Cyclones since the trade, and he's walked 26 times. As Lugo takes inside, it's 2-0. That's why people so high on Clifford, not only because of his immense power, but he showed last night can take the ball the other way, but also can disseminate which pitches to offer at, which ones not to. Throw back to first, and Clifford in standing up. Chilly night in Lakewood. Temperatures dip below 50, 48 degrees right now. But only 8 mile per hour wind gusts, which make it feel a little bit warmer than it did the last 2 days. Sets at the shoulders, a 2-1 from Castellano, and this a double play bouncer to short. Backing up on it, Rincon on a second for one. Tough relay to first by Brito, not in time. Could have been an inning-ending double play, but it took a couple of big Texas League bounces. And that forced Rincon to back up maybe a step before the left center field lip of the grass. And that was enough to create a little bit of a hesitation between him and Brito. And Lugo hustling all the way up the line. So a 6-4 fielder's choice. And two out in the fourth inning for Junior Tillian. Struck out looking. And his only at-bat tonight. Righty deals. And there's a curveball strike from Castellano. Been fun watching Tillian interact with Wilfredo Lara. Well, clearly very close as they've come up through the Mets organization over the last couple of years. Overlapped a little bit in St. Lucie last summer as Lugo dives back to the bag. And Tillian, a guy that still very young, won't turn 22 until the very end of this season. But a guy who has sneaky good pop. The 0-1. And Tillian pulls it foul towards the third base coach's box. It's 0-2. Had a 717 OPS with St. Lucie in 2022. His first year at the full season level. And you look at a 717 OPS, and it's okay. It's right around the average mark. But when you consider it was the third best OPS for a qualified teenager in the league, you start looking at it a little bit differently. Lugo leads off first, the 0-2. Outside, fastball that time at 93. And it's a ball and two strikes. But Tillian is still the only player in St. Lucie Mets history, and it goes back over 30 years, to ever have a three-home run game. The 1-2, slider outside. Castellano thought he had strike three. But Jamal Allen doesn't give him the strike. It's 2-2. Jersey Shore, a 2-0 lead. Castellano trying to work his fourth straight scoreless frame. The 2-2. And Tillian reaching for it, fouls it into the first base seats. Stays at two balls and two strikes. Our series continues tomorrow night. Our final night game of the series, 6:35, scheduled first pitch. Jordan Gieber will make his second start. As Stevenson Jimenez scheduled to start for Jersey Shore. 2-2. And Tillian, a check swing, and it goes foul. Just went off the knob of Tillian's bat on the check swing and rolled ever so slightly into the lefty box. Lights on here at the stadium. But despite the cold, plenty of fans coming out to the ballpark here on this Friday night. A long pause, the 2-2. In the dirt, kicks off the shin guards of Disson again. This time rolls to the right. And now Lugo will advance 90 feet to second base. And so Brooklyn, another man in scoring position. See how that one is scored. I thought it would be a wild pitch. Looked like a dirt ball. Thought I heard Greg Giambarisi in the other booth think it might be a pass ball. Well, we'll wait for the official scorer's decision. As the Blue Claw bullpen gets moving down the right field line. Payoff pitch coming. Here it is. Breaking ball high up above the letters. And Tillian works a two-out walk. So Castellano, who had not walked anybody through his first two appearances, and including tonight, ended up being at least 10 and two-thirds innings. Actually, I think 11 if you include the out at the start of the frame before he walked anybody this season. Now Brad Burgess in the pitching coach out of the first base dugout to have a conversation. There is action, as you mentioned, starting to brew down the right field line. A right-hander up and warming, and I do believe that is the man who closed out the game on Tuesday night, Charles King, starting to get ready. And Castellano up at 68 pitches tonight, threw just 54 in his last start. So nearing the end of his rope, at least in terms of how many bullets are left in that right arm. Will be an interesting at-bat here as Nolan McLean will step in. McLean struck out looking in his only at-bat tonight. So Bergeson, a former Baltimore Oriole, retreats back to the first base dugout. Lugo at second, Tillian at first. And Brooklyn threatening to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Third baseman Kemp playing towards the third baseline. First baseman Reyes off of it. Boyd in center, shaded towards right center. And McLean takes the slow arcing breaking ball for a called strike one. McLean, talk about how unique he is. When you look at what Baseball America gave the Mets draft class last year in terms of accolades, as McLean takes down and away, blocked by Disson, but not far enough away from him for either runner to advance. But you don't see too many guys who get voted in the same draft class as having the best fastball in the draft class while also being the best power hitter in the draft class. That is the kind of unicorn McLean is. The 1-1. Breaking ball for a strike. And McLean behind 1-2. Been very cool for him these last couple of days. Reunited with his Garner Magnet High School teammate, Brett Banks, who's in the Brooklyn bullpen tonight. McLean was apparently Banks' catcher at one point in time during their high school days. The 1-2. Down and away. Good eye by Nolan. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Banks loved McLean as his catcher, not only because he's just a supernatural athlete, but he's a big guy now. He was still bigger than everybody else when he was a high schooler. And so Banks said, he gave me great targets to throw to. Before McLean ultimately moved to shortstop after his catching days were over. But 2-2. Slider just a bit low. Castellano took a couple of steps towards the first base dugout. But Allen said the slider missed downstairs by an inch or two. And so that will release the base runners. Lugo will be off from second. Tillian from first with a full count and two outs. Castellanos payoff. And a foul ball rocketed towards the tarp on the first base side. And it's still full, three balls and two strikes. Well, McLean trying to follow the line of a couple of former Cyclones, at least on the pitching side of things, of relievers turned into outstanding starters in the Mets system. Runners will go again. Another 3-2 pitch. Breaking ball at the letter. Strike three called. Castellanos snapped off a 3-2 slider, and McLean couldn't pull the trigger, and Castellano picks up yet another strikeout. Eight tonight for him in four innings. He had eight in his first 7 2/3 combined. To the bottom of the fourth, 2-0 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Felipe De La Cruz back to the mound. Troy Schreffler to lead off. And he fouls it off in the box. And the count, no balls. And one strike. Shreffler, Boyd, Disson. Three scheduled to bat in the inning. The 0-1 inside and low. And it's even at one ball and one strike was pleasantly greeted just a few moments ago. Just fouled straight back. And the count 1-2. Visited by Eric Prophet. It's part of the Earned Fun Average podcast. He and Johnny Bolin do a great job covering minor league baseball. Here with his family, checking out the digs here in Jersey Shore tonight. Hopped on the Blue Claws broadcast for a little bit with Greg Giambarisi. Is this in the air, first base side, Clifford by the tarp, but it's over the net. And it's still a ball and two strikes. It was great to see Eric. They were out on Coney Island last year, but it was right after the Cyclones had left for Wilmington on that July 3rd game. Shreffler, a high fly ball, deep left center field. Back goes Kinswager to the warning track, and all he can do is turn and watch that one bang off the Chick-fil-A fan zone. Troy Shreffler, a majestic solo home run to left center field. His second home run of the season, his eighth RBI, and the Blue Claws take a 3-0 fourth inning lead. Well, the wind not blowing in like it was the last two nights, and Shreffler got a pitch where he could extend his arms and barrel it up, and he did not miss it. The bat boy never picked up the bat. They were about ready to throw the next pitch to a Marion Boyd, and Troy Shreffler's bat flip was still stationed halfway up the first base line as Boyd rockets the next pitch into left field, a base hit. Boyd, two hits tonight. The second time tonight, the first two batters of the inning have picked up a base hit against De La Cruz. And Jersey Shore has hit Felipe as well as any team we have seen since De La Cruz made his South Atlantic League debut. Eight hits allowed tonight by Felipe. Hasn't done that really since one of his last starts in the FSL. So Boyd is on with great speed at first. And Jordan Disson 0-1 tonight with a strikeout at the plate. And the lefty comes home. And a called strike to Disson. And the count 0-1. Take a look around the South Atlantic League here on this Friday night. It was great to see Eric. They were out last year right around July 4th. Of course, the Cyclones on the road on the 4th of July were there for the hot dog eating contest. So told them they need to come back out and see the Coney Island Franks play on July the 3rd this year. For the Cyclones head to Hudson Valley for July the 4th. Be one of those unique 3-3 series. Three at home, first, second, third. Road, fourth, fifth, and sixth. The 0-1 inside and low. And the count even had a ball on a strike, but diverting our attention to the Sally League schedule tonight. Everything is in progress now. Bottom of the fourth inning in Greensboro. Hickory a 4-0 lead there. A 1-1 pitch. And Disson out in front of the off speed. It's 1-2. Greensboro already into their bullpen. Winston Santos the start for the Crawdads. Jace Easley a couple of RBIs on a pair of base hits. Another throw to first. And Boyd dives back safely. Bottom of the fourth in Delaware. Wilmington a 2-0 lead over Greenville. Blue Rocks will come to Coney Island starting on Tuesday. Will already be their second meeting of the season after opening the year in Wilmington. A 1-2. And a wave and a miss. Got him. 94-mile-an-hour fastball away. And Felipe De La Cruz with strikeout number 4. And there's one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Brings up Andrick Nava. RBI single to right in his only at-bat tonight. But Luke Young starting for Wilmington. Connolly early on the mound for the Greenville drive. Runner goes, pitch up and away. A pitch out, throw down by Osborne. Safe the call. They say Boyd got around the tag of Villavicencio, to the outfield side of the pillow. So even with the pitch out, at least what it looked like, Boyd still able to swipe his second base of the night. And the Blue Claws another runner in scoring position. And now De La Cruz misses up and in. And it's two balls and no strikes on the Blue Claw DH. 3-0 Jersey Shore. Man, it's second and one out in the home fourth. The lefty is 2-0. And a slider, a short slider there from De La Cruz for a call at strike one. Rome and Asheville, bottom of the fourth inning in North Carolina. Rome a 4-2 lead. Cam Fisher had a 3-home-run game the other day, has added his fourth tonight. Runner starts and stops as De La Cruz gets one on the outside corner for a call at strike two. Justin Janis, a solo home run for Rome, his second. Trey Dombrowski against Owen Murphy. 2-2. Just low. Good spot from De La Cruz. Tried the changeup there, and it's now full 3-2. Bottom of the second in Hudson Valley. Aberdeen a 2-1 lead. Hudson Valley's played 3 home games this year. They've had 3 walk-off wins. The payoff pitch in the air right field. This will hang up for Swazi. Backs up a few steps, makes the catch. Boyd will tag. Here comes Swazi's throw to third base. It's a good one, but on a hop, it's late. So Boyd tags and takes third with 2 out. And now the second baseman, Eric Brito, who's 0 for 1. But if you haven't had a chance to watch, Aberdeen a 2-1 lead in that ballgame tonight. Jackson Baumeister against Sebastian Keene. But if you haven't seen the highlight of Nolan McLean's Oklahoma State teammate, Rock Riggio, making an incredible double play, caught a ball in center field last night, had to jump over the diving center fielder in front of him, pitched to Brito down and in 1-0, and then no look, I think, just flung the ball from his back on the outfield turf in the direction of second base and were able to double off the runner there. It was a great call by the voice of the Renegades, Joe Vasile. Check that out. It's on MILB and MLB's social media pages. This one down and in all the way to the backstop, and it's 4-0. A 1-0 fastball from De La Cruz just got lost in the dirt down and in. And Boyd easily able to score once that got away. And a 4-0 Jersey Shore lead tonight. It's been one of those days for Felipe, and there haven't been many, if any, at this level. The 2-0 fouled away. And the count, 2-2. Gonna have a lot of fun with that name, Rock Riggio. Wish it was more like Rock Riggio to further amplify our Blazing Saddles jokes. Is this a tapper over the mound behind second, fielded by Villavicencio, and he throws out his counterpart to end the inning. But the first two Blue Claws of the inning get hits, and both come around to score. Troy Schreffler a big blow with a leadoff homer. At the end of 4-0 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Top of the fifth inning. A reminder, fans, tonight's game brought to you by our good friends at Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality, like the Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. New arm in the game for Jersey Shore. Aberson Castellano is out on for the second time this series. Nathan Carafa on his first pitch to Joe Swazi, a called strike. And it's 0-1. Swazi, Osborne, Hernandez, as Joe fouls it off the top of the screen. By the first base dugout, it's 0-2. Joe flied out to deep right in his first at-bat. Carafa picked up the hold on Tuesday night through a scoreless inning. 14 pitches, 9 strikes coming on for Braden Fosnot. He's thrown 3 scoreless and hitless innings to start the year, 9 up, 9 down. The 0-2 up and away. A ball and 2 strikes. Phillies 20th round pick in 2022 out of the Ohio State University. Was a infielder and center fielder for a period of time for the Buckeyes in the Big Ten. Got in 56 games as a position player at 100 at-bats. A 1-2. Fouled back and it's still 1-2. Didn't have great numbers. Was a 190 hitter. 538 OPS. But that's why Carafa's pitching in pro ball, not hitting. Not everybody can be Nolan McLean. 1-2 on Swaz. And the righty deals. This hit in the air again to right. Backing up on it is Fergus. And angling to his left. Makes the catch for the first out of the fifth inning. Final line for the starter, Aberson Castellano. He was outstanding. 4 innings, no runs, just 1 hit. 2 walks, 8 strikeouts, a season high. Was charged with a wild pitch. 76 pitches, 45 strikes. But will not qualify for the win tonight. His ERA dipping to .77. Drake Osborne has Brooklyn's only hit tonight, a double in the third. And he takes high for ball one. It's a great story coming out of baseball today. 1-0. And Osborne off the end of the bat past the mound. Tough play coming in. Rincon on the infield. Grass makes the jump. Throw and the ball was dropped. And no, they say Reyes was off the bag. And Osborne is safe at first base. Have to imagine this one's going to go down as an error. I would imagine on the first baseman Reyes. The throw by Rincon was accurate. I don't think it really pulled Reyes off the bag. I thought, based on the reaction from the base umpire Kroll, that it was maybe dropped by Reyes at first base, but motion that he was off the bag. And so Brooklyn has a base runner with one out in the fifth for Jose Hernandez. Flied out to deep, deep center in his first at-bat. Was a great basket catch by Amarian Boyd. And Hernandez swings and misses. And the count 0-1. Righty deals. And there's a called strike. And Hernandez promptly behind 0-2. But the Red Sox calling up Cam Boozer to join the team in Pittsburgh today. Joe Jakes sent down to the minor leagues. But why is that cool? The 0-2 on the outside corner. Strike 3. Got him on the breaking ball. Thought that might have been a bit outside, but Hernandez doesn't get the call. And a 3-pitch strikeout for Carafa for the second out. Back to the top of the lineup at Kevin Villavicencio, 0-for-2, a fly ball to center and a strikeout. But Boozer will turn 32 in a couple of weeks, getting called to the big leagues for the first time. Made his minor league debut in rookie ball with the Twins when I was still in college, 2013. As Villavicencio takes a strike, it's 0-1. But prior to a couple of years ago, had not played in the minor leagues since 2017. Did not play in the minors for 4 years. from 2017 to 2021. Was that inside? It's a ball and a strike. Didn't pitch anywhere. Resurfaced an independent ball with the Chicago Dogs. Had a sub-2 ERA there. And impressed enough to get a minor league deal with the Diamondbacks in 2022. The 0-1 pitch fouled off in the box. And it remains a one ball, two strike count on Kevin. But struggled in Double-A, got released. Got picked up by another independent ball club, the Lancaster Barnstormers, not too far away in Pennsylvania. But performed well enough there. Got a minor league contract with the Red Sox last year. Impressed enough in spring training that Alex Cora gave him a shout-out to reporters as Villavicencio takes it on the inner half, strike three. Got him on the front door slider, and Brooklyn held scoreless once again here in the fifth. We'll wrap up that story on Kambuzer and tell you a little bit more about how he ended up finding that passion again for baseball. We'll also get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. 4-0 Blue Claws to the home fifth.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 9-1-2 due up for Jersey Shore. Felipe De La Cruz, 61 pitches through four, back to work. Burgess struck out looking in his only at bat, and he can't catch up. High fastball at 92. And De La Cruz ahead, no balls and a strike. Vergas, Rincon, Kemp, Reyes, then Schreffler if anyone reaches. As Felipe misses low. And the count evens, a ball and a strike. 4-0 Jersey Shore. Blue Claws 8 hits, Brooklyn just 1. As this is a ground ball off the mound and into center field, another leadoff base hit. Jersey Shore has put the leadoff man on in 4 of 5 innings tonight. And the only inning they didn't put the leadoff man on was the only inning they haven't scored tonight. So the ninth hit of the game for Jersey Shore. And Brian Rincon will step in. Rincon doubled in his first at-bat, scored on the Kemp base hit, and flied to right against De La Cruz in the third. Action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen as we speak. And this fouled away. And the count 0-1. Brett Banks, Nolan McLean's high school teammate, getting ready down the left field line. If and when he comes on will be his High A and Cyclones debut. Throw over to first. And Fergus back standing up. But we're telling you the story about Kambuzer, about to turn 32 years old. Guy who did not play in professional ball from the end of 2017 until 2021. Runner goes. There is a called strike throw down by Osborne. Tagged by Villavicencio. Not in time. Kevin kept the tag on Fergus just in case he overslid the bag. But it's 0-2 on Rincon as Cade Fergus picks up another stolen base for Jersey Shore tonight. That is their third. And for Fergus, that is number three. The 0-2. Foul tip into the glove of Osborne. Strike three. De La Cruz velocity still up 94 that time on the heater. And so Rincon down on strikes for the first out of the fifth inning. Five punch outs tonight for Felipe. Otto Kemp 2-for-2. A couple of singles, was thrown out trying to go first to third on a Reyes base hit in the third. The lefty winds and deals. And Kemp takes high. And the count 1-0. But Boozer bounced around some indie ball teams. Signed with the Diamondbacks, got released. Picked up by the Red Sox last year. De La Cruz a throw to second. And Fergus back standing up. But Ian Brown of MLB.com profiled him during spring training. And Boozer retired at the end of 2017. He had a career that was not only marred by several injuries, as Kemp foul tip into the glove of Drake, it's 1-1. Also had a suspension for marijuana use before that was put to an end in terms of potential suspensions by Major League Baseball. And some self-reflection said he had some self-admitted attitude problems. As Kemp takes a strike, it's 1-2. So what did Boozer do when he was out of baseball for almost 4 years? Began a career in carpentry. How did he refine love for baseball? By giving back. A 1-2 pitch, high, and it's 2-2. But he didn't get back on the mound until he started giving young kids in his area baseball lessons. Rediscovered his past form. He said he would start throwing in the dark into a net by himself for a couple of months after the kids that he was coaching would leave. The 2-2 on the ground is short. Runner will advance. Lugo fields and makes the play to first for the out as Fergus moves up to third base. Two down in the fifth inning for Felix Reyes. But he said that through that process that his arm had never felt better than it did because of that time off, and then clocked himself. Fastball was hitting 97-98, so gave it another shot. Met with a trainer back home the following day. Went to independent ball in 2021, and he said it's been a great journey ever since. As Reyes fouls it away, it's 0-1, and talked about it time and time again. That is the beauty of baseball. We talked about it with Charles King for the Blue Claws on Tuesday night, a guy who was a pitching analyst in the Padres organization who didn't clock himself on a mound until a dryer blew up in Lake Elsinore's clubhouse last year and was just fooling around throwing some pitches on the mound during a team workout. The 0-1. Fastball cut on and missed. And the count 0-2. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question either after this at bat, in this bottom of the fifth or in the top of the sixth. Push everything back half an inning. It's the beauty of radio. You can do that. No graphics need to get tossed in the trash. I could draw you something, but you wouldn't see it. Runner leads off third, the 0-2. And it's a ground ball off the glove of De La Cruz. Slowly rolling towards short. Lugo looks to bare hand, can't make the play. And De La Cruz might be hurt as it may have caught him right by the heel of his hand, right by the palm, as that ball went by. The Vicencio or Lugo might have had a chance on that ball. It's 5-0 Jersey Shore on what will be credited as an RBI single for Felix Reyes. But Joe Perillo, the trainer, Dan McKinney, the pitching coach, the manager, Gilbert Gomez, out to look at De La Cruz, who has some pain behind the mound on that left hand. You hope it's nothing more than just the pain felt after getting a hot shot grounder off of you on this cold Friday night. But Reyes will get an RBI single and just felt like a bad break for Brooklyn. If De La Cruz doesn't touch that ball, maybe Villavicencio or Lugo makes the play to end the inning, but De La Cruz is going to come out, still taking a peek at his hands, walking alongside Perillo and Gomez maybe just stinging in his fingers. He's holding that left hand, and he will go to the warmth of the Brooklyn clubhouse to go get checked out. So hopefully everything okay with Felipe. Brett Banks coming on. Jersey Shore has scored for the fourth time in five innings. Every frame they have put the leadoff man on, he has come around to score. One on, two out, one in, 5-0 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn as we play on here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Out is the left-hander Felipe De La Cruz. On is the righty Brett Banks to make his high A and Cyclones debut. Banks, 6'3", 205 pounds, 22 years old from Garner, North Carolina. That's 11th round pick last year out of UNC Wilmington. Troy Schreffler, the first man he will face. Felix Reyes, the runner at first with the RBI single. And the first toss from Banks is over for a called strike. Banks made three appearances at Single-A St. Lucie before joining Brooklyn on Tuesday. Picked up his save, one run on three hits in three innings, a walk, four strikeouts. The righty deals in this. Another breaking ball foul to the left. And the count 0-2. Banks predominantly fastball slider. A high spin, heavy carry fastball that can touch up to 98. A scouting report on him out of college. Set the 0-2. Hit in the air, back behind first. Clifford squaring his shoulders on the outfield grass. Just a step or two in fair territory. Makes the catch to end the inning. So at long last, we'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question when we come back. 5-0 Blue Claws after 5 here in Lakewood.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us. for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Nathan Carafa back to the mound for Jersey Shore as we head to the top of the sixth inning. Stanley Consuegra takes a call at strike. Stanley Clifford, Lugo, 2-3-4 due up for Brooklyn. In the top of the sixth inning, the 0-1 pitch is a call at strike. And Consuegra behind 0-2. A couple of strikeouts tonight for the Brooklyn center fielder. Carafa, the kick, the fire. And Consuegra fights it off the fists. One hop on the ground is short. Picked up there by a charging Rincon. And with a little baby jump, throws to first for the first out of the sixth inning. So Brooklyn still held to just one hit so far tonight. The Drake Osborne double in the third. I've had a couple men reach on walks in an error. So Ryan Clifford, 0-for-1, has struck out and walked tonight. Looking to extend his five-game hitting streak. And the first pitch to Clifford out in front of the change. It's 0-1. Time for our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. As Carafa outside and low. It's even a ball and a strike. Today's question takes us back to a couple of centuries ago. 1-1. Called strike to Clifford. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. But on this date in 1980, the Brooklyn franchise departed the American Association, played its first game in the National League. 1-2. Out of play to the left. Still a ball and two strikes. But the Brooklyn franchise left the American Association, played its first game in the NL, losing to the Boston Beaneaters 15-9. At Boston's South End grounds. So our question was, when they joined the National League, the 1-2, a line drive over the leaping glove of the shortstop, Rincon to his right. And in the left center field, another base hit the opposite way for Ryan Clifford. Six-game hitting streak for him, and that a clothesline rope in the left center. And so the second hit tonight for Brooklyn, 1-on-1 out in the sixth for William Lugo. But our question is, what was the original Brooklyn franchise name when they joined the National League before they ultimately became the Dodgers? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. As William Lugo takes inside and low. And the count 1-0. Bonus points if you can also label why they were nicknamed then. 1-0 pitch. Inside corner, a called strike. And it's even 1-1 on William Lugo. Struck out, grounded into a fielder's choice tonight. 5-0 Blue Claws in the sixth. The righty's 1-1. And Lugo fouls it off the catcher. Disson, it's a ball and two strikes. Take a look around the Mets affiliates tonight here in the sixth inning. Starting with the big league club out on the West Coast. A 1-2 offering. And Lugo in the air, back behind third base, into foul ground over his head. Otto Kemp makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the Cyclones bullpen mound. And so Lugo retired on the foul pop. Two out now in the sixth inning for Junior Tillian. Tillian has struck out and walked tonight. He is 0-for-1. Well, the Mets will be in L.A. to take on the Dodgers tonight. 10-10 Eastern, first pitch. Sean Manaea against Yoshi Yamamoto. And the first Spurs toss to Tillian, a rocket and a diving play sprawled out to his right by Brito to end the inning. Junior Tillian hit a missile up the middle, but Eric Brito, full extension to his right, takes away a base hit. And it's been that kind of night offensively for Brooklyn. Have hit the ball hard on several occasions, but it seems like each time Jersey Shore there to make a highlight reel play. No runs, a hit. One left at the end of 5.5, still 5-0 Blue Claws on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on 5 special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field, starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Brett Banks out for his first full inning of work. Calling all kids, the only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. Marion Boyd to lead off against Banks in the first pitch. 92-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. But all you have to do, read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones game. For more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com/enrichment. As Boyd takes the short slider inside corner for a called strike two. Boyd Disson Nava. Three to bat for Jersey Shore in the sixth. The 0-2. Boyd puts it in the air. Right center field into his left. Consuegra now back a step or two, makes the catch. And the leadoff man retired by Banks in the sixth. Final line for Felipe De La Cruz tonight. Certainly his toughest outing at the high A level. Maybe in his career, gave up a career high, tying 10 hits tonight. 5 runs all earned in 4 2/3 innings. Did not walk a batter. 5 strikeouts. 75 pitches, 49 strikes. As Disson takes a call at strike one. Disson has struck out twice tonight with 2 of those 5 punchouts by De La Cruz, whose ERA goes from 0 to 3.46. The 0-1. Fastball waved on and missed. And Banks ahead 0-2. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. This date in 1980, the Brooklyn franchise departed the American Association, played its first game in the National League, losing to the Boston Bean Eaters 15-9 at Boston's South End Grounds. What was the original name for the Brooklyn franchise when they joined the National League? As Disson takes low, it's 1-2. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Already have one answer from our friend Robert Anderson. Going with the Brooklyn Trolleys. Not quite. Playing on that Trolley Dodger nickname that ultimately stuck as Disson strikes out looking. There's the first high A in South Atlantic League strikeout in the career of Brett Banks. Third time Disson down on strikes tonight. And two out for Andrick Nava. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates tonight. Mentioned Mets and Dodgers going to get underway in about 2 hours. Chavez Ravine. Howie Rose. I don't know if Howie's on the call tonight. Out in L.A. I'd imagine not. As Nava batting lefty this time fouls it out of play. So my hunch is it's going to be Keith Rad And Ben Simon's brother's college teammate, Pat McCarthy, on the call tonight as Nava takes down and away. It's 1-1. Yeah. Ben's older brother, Jake, played baseball at TCNJ. Before he was a full-time broadcaster, Pat was part of the baseball team. The 1-1. Ground ball towards the mound, past Banks, charging in, bare hand via Vicencio, in time to get Nava. Oh, my goodness. Brett Banks ended up belly flopping on the grass, but Kevin Villavicencio picks up his pitcher, and Banks has a 1-2-3 frame to close out his first inning with the Cyclones. 1-2-3 goes Jersey Shore for the first time tonight to the 7th, 5-0. Blue Claws in front.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day, and we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change. Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the 7th inning. Call to the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Wesley Moore is on. And he'll face Nolan McLean, Joe Swazi, Drake Osborne in the 7th. As McLean out in front of the breaking ball. And the count, 1-0. Moore making his second appearance in the series. 6 feet, 204 pounds. 24 years old from Surrey, British Columbia. As McLean, heavy swing and a foul tip. And it's quickly 0-2. Moore, the southpaw, pitched on Tuesday through a perfect inning of relief. 17 pitches, 12 strikes, 4 shutout, 2-hit innings to start the year. No walks, 7 strikeouts for Moore. A 1.67 ERA in 29 games over the last 2 years here. The 0-2 inside and low. And the count of ball and 2 strikes. Final line for Nate Carafa. Goes 2 innings, no runs, a hit, no walk, struck out 2. 27 tosses, 22 of them in the zone. 1-2 pitch, and he got him. Fastball away at 91, and Nolan McLean down on strikes for the third time tonight. And there's one away in the 7th for Joe Swazi. A couple of fly balls to right from him tonight. But time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question. Our question was, on this date in 1890, Brooklyn franchise departed the American Association, played its first game in the National League, losing to the Boston Beaneaters 15-9 at Boston South End Ground. Is that outside 1-0 to Swazi? Question was, what was the franchise's name in Brooklyn before they became the Dodgers when they played that game on this date in 1890? 1-0. Outside, it's 2-0. Apologize if I was saying 1980 before. Don't really bring up the year 1890 all that often on the Cyclones radio network. I don't know if Keith ever did, but I doubt it. 2-0. Called strike, and it's 2-1. We had a guess for the Trolleys, Superbas, Robins, Grays, Atlantics. None of the above. Two-one, out in front of the change, And Swazi early, it's 2-2. No, it was not the Grays. They were known as the Brooklyn Bridegrooms. On this date in 1890, beating the Boston Bean Eaters. The lefty's 2-2 pitch, and Swazi, a swinging bunt up the first base line. Going to stay fair. Spinning throw by Moore. Low and picked up on the hop by Reyes for the out. Wesley Moore looking like a tornado, throwing that baseball towards the first base line, and somehow able to get that ball there to Reyes, picked up on the short hop. And Swazi, who is chugging up the line well, thrown out 1-3 for the second out of the seventh inning. But yeah, they were known as the Brooklyn Bridegrooms. They were nicknamed that, the Bridegrooms or the Grooms, really starting around 1888, 1889. Why, you may ask? As Drake Osborne takes outside, it's 1-0. Well, they were nicknamed that because they had six players get married during the 1888 season. As Osborne takes low, two balls and no strikes. Won the 1890 NL Championship that year. And they are still the only major league team to have won consecutive championships in both professional baseball leagues. Back what it was, two separate words, base and ball. As Osborne ahead now 3-0 on the pitch away. But they won the American Association Championship in 1889 and then won the National League Championship in 1890. As Osborne takes outside ball four. And the Cyclones have a two-out base runner in the seventh inning. But those are two, like, minor league-style names from back in the day. I'd love to see a matchup between the Bridegrooms and the Bean Eaters. Make for some great hats and jerseys. One on, two out for Jose Hernandez. There's a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Yeah, there have been a lot of names. They were the Brooklyn Grays in 1883, the Atlantics in 1884, the Grays again from 85 to 87. This is the 1800s, by the way. The Bridegrooms from 1888 to 1890. That was the last year. Then they cut off the bride part. They were just the Grooms from 1891 to 95. Hernandez check swing. He went on appeal, says the base umpire. Kroll, it's 0-2. Then the Superbas into the 1900s, the Trolley Dodgers for 2 years. Then the Dodgers. Then they were the Robins for almost two decades, from 1914 to 31, before the Dodgers' name became permanent in 32. As Hernandez takes low. And the count, a ball and two strikes. Speaking of the Brooklyn Dodgers, having a great conversation on the field earlier today with assistant athletic trainer Skylar Nicholson, who does a great job helping out Joe Perillo. And what a cool full circle moment it is for her working on Coney Island with the Cyclones. The 1-2 pitch, high, it's 2-2. Now, Skylar is originally from Southern California, but grew up in Washington State, just like Dakota Hawkins in the Brooklyn bullpen. When I asked her who was her favorite team growing up, you know, maybe the Mariners. No, she said she grew up a Dodger fan. The 2-2 pitch, and Hernandez swings and misses for strike three. But there have been Dodgers season tickets in their family dating all the way back to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Her great-grandmother used to go to Brooklyn Dodgers games in Ebbets Field. So for her to be working for the baseball team in Brooklyn, the same borough that her family was attending baseball games dating all the way back in the day, how cool is that? Speaking of Washington State, Dakota Hawkins coming on for the home seventh. 5-0 Jersey Shore as Hernandez strikes out to end the inning.
What's Brian Kenny thinking about? Traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough.
If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track meet.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting average. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch time or violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Go to the bullpen for Brooklyn. Dakota Hawkins on as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. And his first pitch of the night to Eric Brito, outside and low. And the count 1-0. Brito, Fergus, Rincon, three scheduled to bat in the inning as Hawkins misses down and in. 2-0 on Brito, who has grounded out a couple of times tonight. Hawkins, 6 feet tall, 208 pounds, 24 years old, from Chehalis, Washington. As Brito jumps out of the way. Wasn't that close to him up and in. But it's 3-0. Hawkins making his third appearance of the season. 3-0 pitch on the inside corner, and it's 3-1. Hawkins has given up two runs on six hits in 5 2/3 innings. No walks, 9 strikeouts, a 1-0 record. A 3-1. And Brito fouls it just to our right. And the count full 3-2. Hawkins, undrafted free agent signee by the Mets. Last year out of Washington State. Started his college career at Lower Columbia College in Longview, Washington. 5 appearances last year between the Complex League and St. Lucie. As that one on the outside corner, got him looking. 91-mile-an-hour fastball away. So Hawkins back from behind in the count 3-0. To pick up the strikeout to start his night. Final line for Brett Banks, an outstanding high A debut. Inning in a third, no runs, no hits, no walks, a strikeout, 4 up, 4 down. 13 pitches, 11 strikes. Cade Fergus, 1 for 2, singled, stole a base, and scored in the fifth as he swings through the heater this time from Hawkins. And the count 0-1. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliates, we never got past that major league game, Mets and Dodgers tonight. The breaking ball low, it's 1-1. Looking at the minor leagues, though, AAA Syracuse only in the top of the second in Charlotte tonight. White Sox affiliate, long rain delay. This popped in the air, foul ground by the Jersey Shore dugout, but Clifford and Osborne can't get there as it bounces in front of the railing and into the dugout. It is 1-2. Luis Moreno on the mound for Syracuse tonight. John Brebbia was the spot starter for Charlotte. Trace Thompson took him deep, or went deep in the second inning to lead off. So Syracuse a 1-0 lead in that ballgame. 1-2 pitch. Curveball at the letter. Strike 3 call. Fergus not happy. But back-to-back looking strikeouts to start the night for Dakota. 2 out in the seventh. That K brought to you by BKFC. Bringing soccer to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit BrooklynFootballClub.com. Brian Rincon, the switch hitter, will bat left-handed for the first time tonight. And he takes a strike atop the zone. And the count 0-1. Maybe they called that one high. Not sure. Thought I saw the home plate umpire pump his fist. But Rincon 1 for 3 with a double. And that pitch low. I guess it's 2 balls and no strikes on Rincon. Hawkins from the wine. Those gray pant legs pulled up, and Rincon rockets one in the air to right. Back goes Swazi over to his left. Makes the running catch before he leaps up against the signage in right field. Brian Rincon hit that ball like a bullet, but Joe Swazi, a great read back into his left, able to make the running grab to end the inning. So Dakota Hawkins comes on, retires Jersey Shore in order. 7-up, 7-down for the Brooklyn bullpen tonight. To the eighth, 5-0 Jersey Shore on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Wesley Moore, second inning of relief tonight. Top of the eighth inning, Brooklyn trying to break up the shutout. They trail 5-0. Kevin Villavicencio in the top of the lineup due up. First pitch swinging, and he strokes it through the left side of the infield. Past the diving glove of Brian Rincon and in the left for a leadoff single. So Villavicencio now 1-for-4 tonight. And the Cyclones have the leadoff man on in the eighth inning. First time Brooklyn has put the leadoff man on base tonight. Stanley Consuegra 0-for-3. Ground out to short his last trip. Moore from the third base side. And the lefty comes home. And Stanley takes inside for ball one. Brooklyn, no runs, 3 hits, no errors. They have left 6. Jersey Shore, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They have left 2. A throw over to first. And Villavicencio back standing up. Wrapping up our look around the Mets farm system, Double A Binghamton going to the bottom of the ninth. They trail at home to Reading. The Phillies affiliate 8-2. 1-0. And Consuegra swings and misses at the changeup. Then a violent follow through almost clipped Jordan Disson in the back of the head. Think he's all right. It's even at 1-1. Jose Peroza, Ryland Thomas with RBIs for Binghamton in that ballgame. The 1-1. And another change has Consuegra leaning. It is 1-2. It was a tough start tonight for Yoander Suarez. Gave up 5 runs in 5 2/3 innings. Throw back to first. Again, Villavicencio in standing up. Righty up and throwing in the Jersey Shore bullpen. Believe that is now Charles King. Moore just above the belt as he comes set. Runner goes. Pitch on the inside corner for strike 3. Throw down to second. Skids into center field. Consuegra left standing in the righty batter's box at home plate. Umpire Jamal Allen. And Consuegra has just been tossed from this ballgame. Well, apparently he said the magic words to the home plate umpire Jamal Allen. Gilbert Gomez came running down to try and intercept. But Gomez, before he could do so, I think he came down just in case Consuegra came back to bark at the home plate umpire. And now Allen just staring until Stanley goes back to the home clubhouse, rather the visiting clubhouse. He just went to retrieve his bats. A couple of glances back at Jamal Allen before he departs tonight. We've seen Stanley been frustrated with the strike zone he's been given throughout the course of this season. But he becomes the first Cyclone ejected from a game this year. Now Ryan Clifford, and he loops one in a shallow left center field, dunking fast. That one's down a base hit. They have Asensio rounding third, heading to the plate. Boyd's throw will come in a second. First multi-hit night of the season for Ryan Clifford, his fourth RBI, and Brooklyn's on the board. It's 5-1 in the eighth. Ryan Clifford continues to hit the ball well against left-handed pitching. Back-to-back nights with an RBI base hit against the southpaw. And in both instances, hitting the ball on the third base side of second, taking the ball the other way. And Clifford's continued insistence on being willing to do that going to continue to open up the game for him. As Lugo takes a call, strike, it's 0-1. Might be more of an opportunity for pitcher to maybe throw one inside where Clifford can really drive it. Lefty deals, and Lugo out in front of the off speed. It's no balls and two strikes. So Brooklyn will not be shut out tonight. The 0-2 and a changeup got him. So Lugo down on strikes for the second time. Wesley Moore is fourth strikeout and two out in the eighth inning for Junior Tillian. Walked, lined out to second his last trip on a great diving catch by Eric Brito. Moore a peek at first. And Tillian takes inside for ball one. Wrapping our look around the organization. Mets and single A St. Lucie beating the Tampa Tarpons. Yankees affiliate 3-1 tonight. 1-0. Inside, it's two balls and no strikes. Vincent Perozzo, a base hit and an RBI in that ball game. Austin Tresser went 4 2/3, gave up just one run. Jonah Tong, 4 1/3 shutout innings. He has yet to give up an earned run this year. As Tillian can't connect, it's 2-1. Struck out another six batters tonight, did Tong. And it feels like it is just a matter of time before he makes the jump to the Cyclones rotation. The 2-1, and Tillian pulls it on the ground, just a hair foul to the left of the third base back. And it's even, two balls and two strikes on Tillian. Brooklyn a run in on two hits here in the eighth inning. They trail Jersey Shore 5-1. And St. Lucie scoring three runs tonight on just two hits. 2-2. Lower inside corner, strike three called, and Tillian now with words for Jamal Allen. Asking where that ball was, he did not think it was a strike. Jamal Allen disagrees, and the Cyclones retired in the eighth. But Brooklyn breaks up the shutout on the RBI base hit by Ryan Clifford. We'll see who comes on for Stanley Consuegra in the outfield. 5-1 Jersey Shore headed to the bottom of the eighth.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event, So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Dakota Hawkins, his second inning of work. Mateo Gil comes on for the ejected Stanley Consuegra. He'll slot into the two spot playing at first base. Joe Swazi moves from right field to center field. And Ryan Clifford goes from first base to right field. As Otto Kemp fouls it off towards the Brooklyn on deck circle, it is 0-1. Kemp, Reyes, Schreffler rescheduled to bat in the home eighth inning. Kemp 2-for-3 tonight. Ground out to short his last trip. And a breaking ball from Hawkins misses low. And the count even at 1-1. We were talking about the Mets affiliate scoreboard a few moments ago. Not the only news revolving around the Mets today, as Kemp lost his top end on the changeup. Swings through it 1-2. But it was also announced today the Mets displaying their brand new City Connect jerseys. Released today. I feel like those City Connect jerseys, every time they're released, there are quite a wide array of opinions. As Kemp chases off the outside corner, strike three. Looked like the changeup from Hawkins. And Dakota has his third strikeout. One out in the eighth for Felix Reyes. Couple of singles and an RBI tonight, but they are gray for the concrete jungle of New York City. Little purple accents on the uniform in honor of the seven-line subway that runs to Citi Field. As Reyes takes inside and low, it's 1-0. They'll wear them for the first time April 27th. They'll be the Saturday home uniforms for the Mets at Citi Field. As Reyes takes down and away 2-0. Andy Goldberg, the Mets' chief marketing officer, said it's all about connecting to New York. A lot of detail, and there was a lot of detail. A great video put together by the Mets displaying the uniforms at 2-0. A little bit low, it's 3-3. Looked like a good spot there from Hawkins. It's our City Connect. It's how Met fans can represent across the world, according to Goldberg, as Reyes takes a strike. It's 3-1. So some of the details, pinstripes on both the shirts and pants are made up of circles and diamonds representing the local and express subway lines. As Reyes takes low for ball four, and Hawkins issues his first walk of the season. First base runner allowed by the Brooklyn bullpen tonight. Troy Schreffler now with one on, one out. 1-for-3 with a homer in this ballgame. With the letters NYC across the chest, paying tribute to the entire city, not just Queens. I think a large part of that is the Yankees don't have a City Connect uniform. Maybe a little shade by the Mets as Schreffler in the air right center field. That one's going to get down in front of Swazi, a base hit. Reyes round second on his way to third. Toss in, cut off by Lugo. So Troy Schreffler is second hit tonight. And the Blue Claws looking for insurance in the eighth. They have been at the corners and one out. But there's a sleeve patch on the uniform mimicking the old New York City subway tokens. I guess an MTA card just doesn't really hold the same weight as those old subway tokens do. But I think the hat is probably going to be what sells the best out of all the gear. As Marion Boyd takes a fastball strike. Boyd 2-for-3 tonight. Couple singles, steals, and runs scored. But at the bottom of the hat is a silhouette of the steelwork on the Queensboro Bridge, right underneath that interlocking NY logo. Runner goes from first, and Boyd pulls it foul to the Brooklyn dugout. It's 0-2. The inside of the cap has an artistic interpretation of the New York City subway map that you see on the subway with the different lines for the different colors for each train. Reyes at third, Schreffler at first, and a throwback to first, and Troy able to dive back safely. Well, one thing I do like is that the actual font used on the front and back of the uniform hasn't come out of nowhere. It's the same font the Mets use on their road gray uniforms for New York, arched across the chest. And the runner goes again, and Boyd swings away and fouls it out of play. Still at 0-2. And near the bottom of the uniform, on the top, there's a purple inscription reading, "This is the World City." Corner is in. The pitch hit on the ground through the left side, a base hit. Third hit tonight for Marion Boyd. Reyes scores, Schreffler to second. And the five-run lead is back for Jersey Shore at 6-1. Fifth RBI of the year for Boyd. And the Blue Claws, 6 runs, 12 hits tonight against the Cyclones pitching staff, who entered play today tied for the most strikeouts among staffs in the entire Sally League, as Drake Osborne out to talk with Hawkins before Jordan Disson digs in. 12 hits tonight by Jersey Shore. Not quite the most given up by Brooklyn this year. 14 still the high watermark. But apparently, according to Andy Goldberg, the Mets CMO, said this design has been in the works for more than 2 years. Executive Director of Consumer Products James Benesch and a team at Nike also been part of that planning process. Disson has struck out 3 times tonight, and he fouls it off towards the third base coach's box. It's 0-1. Apparently they consider 25 to 30 variations of the uniform before deciding on the final one they released today. And they made sure to get stamps of approval from the players. Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo gave the thumbs up. The 0-1. And Disson chases the slider low. And it's quickly 0-2. But I agree with a lot of what Goldberg said, especially this final quote, saying it looks like something you'd wear on the street. The pitch up and away, and Osborne bluffs a throw behind the man at first. And the count 1-2. It does look a lot like some of those fashion jerseys you'll see at, I was going to say Modell's, but Modell's doesn't exist anymore, dating myself. RIP to them and Sports Authority. Staples of my childhood. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Runner goes, throw down to third by Osborne. The tag by Tillian, not in time. Tried to get it on the legs of Schreffler as he lunged to his left. But Gilbert Gomez now going to come out and argue. And now there's a point from the base umpire, and I think what they're going to do is the strikeout stands for Disson, and they're going to call obstruction on Disson and send the runners back to first and second base. And I figure if there was obstruction, one of the runners would be out, and that would be the end of the inning, unless they change the rule. Well, the Wolf, David Pecoraro, still howling in. He is our resident rules expert. So, no stolen base. There's two out, and runners still at first and second. The righty deals. The first pitch to Nava cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. But it looks a lot like some of those fashion jerseys you'll see. He's talking about Junior Tillian wearing a Michael Jordan jersey earlier today. It's a North Carolina uniform in black. Certainly, Michael Jordan never wore one of those. But it's cool, so people wear it. As Nava swings and misses, it's 0-2. I don't think they're that bad compared to some of the other City Connect uniforms that are out there. If they were going to go and lean into the purple, I would have liked them to lean into it maybe a little bit more with the numbers and letters. Two on, two out. Hawkins throws to second, and the ball skids into center field. Slow to react with Schreffler. And with a 5-run game, he's just going to stay put at second base. So, could have been disaster, but instead runners stay put. And it's still an 0-2 count on Andrick Nava. Jersey Shore a 6-1 lead. But I think they'll do very well in terms of just selling merchandise. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Slow-moving changeup down and away. And Hawkins, 5 strikeouts tonight, match a season and career high. But Jersey Shore does get a run in the 8th. 1 run on 2 hits, 2 left. To the 9th, Brooklyn needs 5 to tie, 6 to take the lead. Trail 6-1 on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Going to the top of the 9th inning, Charles King on for Jersey Shore, trying to close out their 3rd win in the first 4 games of this series. McLean, Swazi, Osborne, the 3 due up here in the 9th inning. Righty King from the first base side of the mound, and the former TCU Horned Frog. This is outside for ball 1. McLean, Swazi, Osborne. The 3 scheduled batters here in the 9th inning. Brooklyn trying to keep this game going as long as they can, down by 5, as McLean takes a called strike 1. King making his 4th appearance in his pro career, has yet to allow a run, 1 hit, 1 walk, 4 Ks in 3 2/3 innings. Picked up the save on Tuesday night, his 2nd. As McLean charges 1. Deep left center field. Long run back into his right. Boyd, he won't get there. It's off the base of the fence. McLean on his way to 2nd, and he's there standing with a leadoff double. Nolan McLean has played in 4 games as a position player. He has 4 extra base hits, 2 doubles, 2 homers. And Nolan, if this ballpark was just a teeny bit smaller, would have had his 3rd home run. Hit it to the deepest part of the ballpark, right off the New Jersey Motor Vehicle signage. And McLean probably hit that one certainly in excess of 100 miles an hour, but question is whether or not that one traveled 390-plus feet. I think it did if it hit off the base of that center field wall. Joe Swazi, the batter, and he takes low in the count 1-0. Swazi 0-3 tonight. Couple of flyouts and a ground ball. And he takes down and away from King. And the count 2-0. Final line for Wesley Moore. Goes 2 innings. Gives up his 1st run of the year on 2 hits, a walk, struck out 5. 32 pitches, 20 strikes, 15 punchouts tonight for Jersey Shore pitching. The 2-0 outside, and it's 3 balls and no strikes on Swazi. 15 strikeouts tonight of Brooklyn batters. The most times Brooklyn has struck out in a single game this season. 3-0 from King, And Swazi taking all the way, looks at a strike. It is 3-1. Brooklyn a run on 5 hits, no errors. They have left 7. Jersey Shore, 6 runs, 12 hits, an error. They have stranded 4. The 3-1, and Swazi lines it fair behind the first base bag and off the wall behind the Jersey Shore bullpen. McLean rounds third and scores. Swazi slides in feet first at second with an RBI double. Back-to-back two-base hits by McLean and Swazi to start the ninth, and Brooklyn's back within 4 at 6-2. First extra base hit, first RBI of the year for Joe Swazi. And that a blur that got over the first base bag and stayed fair down the line. So that the first run given up by King in his career. And Brooklyn refusing to go quietly here in the last two innings. That's what you want to see if you're Gilbert Gomez and his coaching staff. You want guys still battling in the batter's box regardless of what the score is, pro or con. First pitch to Osborne. There's a breaking ball outside in the count 1-0. Swazi is 50th career RBI as a Brooklyn Cyclone. Long brown hair out the back of that multi-tone cap for King. And the 1-0 is over for a called strike one. It'll be Jordan Gieber against Estevenson Jimenez tomorrow, and then a rematch of the series opener on Sunday afternoon, Sproat and Fasnacht, as Osborne takes down and away. 2 balls and a strike on the Cyclones catcher. Jose Hernandez, the left fielder, is on deck. At the letters, the 2-1, and Osborne taking all the way. And the count even at 2-2. A reminder, fans, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game, scores from out of town. And a look ahead to game 5 in this series tomorrow. 2-2. Slider down and away. Sliding pick by Disson. And the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quiet Friday night down in Ocean County. Good crowd on hand for first game of this weekend, as time called. Swazi takes his leadoff second. Here comes the payoff pitch to Osborne. And Drake breaks his bat. Grounds it foul off the railing in front of Brooklyn's third base dugout. And so Osborne back to the dugout to get a new piece of lumber. So Osborne will pine tar up that bat before he heads back to the right-handed batter's box. Brooklyn, after being held to just 2 hits in the first 7 innings tonight, scored 2 runs on 4 hits in the last inning plus alone. Long red sleeves at either end of that jersey top. Now another payoff pitch, and Osborne roops it into right field, another base hit. Swazi will be held at third. Throw in cut off by the first baseman Reyes. Drake Osborne has been on base all 4 times tonight. A double, an error, a walk, now a single. Another multi-hit game for the catcher Osborne. And don't look now, but Brooklyn men at the corners, nobody out here in the ninth inning. And all of a sudden, the tying run is on deck in the form of Kevin Villavicencio. Brad Bergeson out to the mound to talk with King. Some standing out by the Jersey Shore right field bullpen, but nobody throwing or warming yet. But we'll see how long that stands as bodies continuing to shuffle around down there. And it looks like a left-hander is going to start to get ready. I wonder if that would be for a potential at-bat against Ryan Clifford. I believe that is Mason Ronan, who has started to get loose down the right field line for Jersey Shore. But it's not a good start. He's thrown two pitches out there, and both have gone to the backstop behind home plate, giving the bat boy a little calisthenics workout. First three have reached against King here in the ninth, and Jose Hernandez, a foul tip off the glove of the catcher, Disson. And it's 0-1. Hernandez 0-3 tonight, flied out to very deep center in his first at-bat. Was an incredible basket catch by Amarian Boyd. And since then, a couple of strikeouts, one looking and one swinging. The 0-1. Hernandez stays away from the slider. Tailing outside, it's even at 1. The Vicencio on deck. Mateo Gil, who has not had an at-bat tonight, would follow him. A 1-1, and Hernandez tied up and in. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from King. It's 1-2. A little past 9 o'clock here in the East Coast. Brooklyn trying to chip away at a 6-2 deficit. Men at the corners and nobody out in the ninth. The 1-2, and Hernandez spits on the slider in the dirt. And it's even 2-2. King just not been efficient with his pitches tonight. 19 pitches, only 10 have been strikes. The righty ready. The break even to Hernandez, and this is soft ground ball past the mound, charging in the shortstop Rincon. Only play to first, and they just get the hustling Hernandez for the first out of the ninth inning. Swazi scores. Osborne takes second. It's the third RBI of the year for Jose Hernandez, and it's now 6-3 Jersey Shore with one out in the ninth. And once that ball got past the mound, there was no chance to turn two or get the runner trying to advance to second. So Osborne now in scoring position. The tying run still on deck as Kevin Villavicencio, who started the rally last inning with a single and a stolen base, will come to the bat. And a slider from King, able to nick the outside half. And the count 0-1. Brooklyn three runs on five hits in the last two innings after having no runs on two hits in the first seven frames. Regardless of what happens here in these final two outs in the ninth, if you're a Cyclone fan, you hope this is a launching off point for, at the very least, tomorrow when the weather is expected to warm up. The 0-1, and Villavicencio gets jammed on the slider, and he's behind 0-2. Mateo Gil on deck, came on for Stanley Consuegra after he was ejected last inning. The 0-2 pitch, and Villavicencio gets on top of it. In the air, first base side, Reyes gives a look, but this will be three rows back. Missed by a jumping fan. But he still comes away with the baseball. So all's well that ends well. One young fan, very frustrated that he didn't come away with it. Slammed his red hat in disgust. The joys of the game between the game, or in the game. The 0-2. And Villavicencio again able to foul it off and stay alive. Next pitch will be number 25 in the inning for King, so they might pull the rug out from under King, regardless of whether or not he gets this out. King lifts his leg, looks the runner back to second, but nobody covering there, so no throw. Brooklyn in the Navy alternates, Jersey Shore in the powder blue alternates tonight. On the 0-2, and Villavicencio again able to grab a piece. Slider down and away. Four straight foul balls from DeVincenzo. And it's still 0-2 on the Brooklyn second baseman. Had a couple of really good lengthy at-bats tonight. However, his only hit came on the first pitch of last inning. The 0-2 again. And DeVincenzo. Jam shot to second. In a few steps is Brito. And he'll throw out DeVincenzo at first for the second out. As Osborne moves up 90 feet to third, but the Cyclones down to their final out on this Friday evening. Brings up Mateo Gil. Came on in the bottom of the eighth after Stanley Consuegra was ejected, arguing balls and strikes. Did not play last night, was 0-2 with a couple of walks on Wednesday, but homered on Tuesday night as this one served foul. And the count 0-1. Gil, 2-for-17 at the plate this year. One of those two hits, the solo home run off Fosnot on Tuesday. Does have a lot of power, trying to keep the game alive for Ryan Clifford on deck. The 0-1. And Gil in the air again into the first base seats. And now the Cyclones down to their final strike. Gil composes himself outside the right-handed batter's box. Now digs his cleats back in. Rests that bat on his back right shoulder. Here comes the two-strike pitch. Slider just outside. Gil thought about it. Crowd wanted it. But Jamal Allen wasn't having it, and it's 1-2. Six-three Jersey Shore. Brooklyn has scored a pair here in the ninth. Tying run on deck. A 1-2 to Mateo. And a slider. Gil a half swing, but fouled it off. And it remains a one-ball, two-strike count. A 30-pitch inning here for Charles King. Brooklyn has really made him work. Gil, the sixth batter for the Cyclones here in the ninth. Osborne not held on at third. The 1-2. And Gil off the hands down the right field line into the concourse. Gil just a hair late on that pitch, in on the hands. See the frustration that he didn't start the clock sooner. First baseman Reyes well off the line. Second baseman Brito stationed up the middle. The 1-2 pitch, and Gil swings and misses at the breaking ball in the dirt for strike three. Disson throws on to first to complete the strikeout, and the ball game is over. And the Blue Claws take game four of this series. They've taken three of the first four in this set. Final score tonight, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 6. And the Brooklyn Cyclones 3. A valiant comeback from Brooklyn in the ninth inning tonight. Left the tying run in the on-deck circle in Ryan Clifford. But have to be happy with how Brooklyn clawed back. Some great pitching by the bullpen here tonight. But Jersey Shore's offense was rolling early. Scored 5 of their 6 runs in the first 5 frames. And they utilized that to the 3-run win tonight. Recap report next. Coming up right here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail wagging good time on 5 special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Tough one tonight for Brooklyn. The Cyclones bats came to life in the last two innings, had the tying run on deck when the final out of the game was recorded, but Jersey Shore's offense had 5 runs on 10 hits in the first 5 innings tonight, and that was enough to buoy them to the victory. Jersey Shore with the win tonight, improving it to 8-5. Brooklyn drops to 5-8 with the loss. Welcome back on the recap report. Justin Rock with you. Blue Claws a 6-3 winner here tonight as we take you through the game that was this evening. Was Felipe De La Cruz against Aberson Castellano to start. Castellano, his first start in 9 days for De La Cruz, had an 8 1/3 inning scoreless streak entering the night, but he would not record an out before that streak was snapped this evening. Bottom of the first inning, Brian Rincon hits a ground rule double down the left field line, got underneath the Brooklyn bullpen bench. And then Otto Kemp slapped one through the vacated right side for an RBI single. And that gave Jersey Shore a 1-0 lead. Stayed that way for a single inning when Jersey Shore almost had an identical rally in the home second. And Marion Boyd singled his center to lead off the inning, stole second. After Jordan Disson struck out, Andrick Nava stung one through the same hole that Kemp hit one through. In a right field for a base hit, Boyd scored, and Jersey Shore led 2-0. However, Brooklyn would find a way to get a highlight in there in the early going here tonight, as Jersey Shore threatening again in the bottom of the third inning. With one out, or rather two out, Otto Kemp singled. And then Felix Reyes came to the plate with an opportunity to try and extend the rally. Runner goes. First pitch to Reyes. A flare over the leaping glove of Villavicencio. A base hit. On his way to third, Kemp. Stanley's throw. The tag by Tilly. And they got him. Oh, my goodness. Stanley Consuegra. What a throw from center field to get Kemp. I mean, he could have walked that ball up there and it wouldn't have been as good a throw. It bounced a few times, but put it in an only spot for Tillian to make the tag on Kemp. Runner goes. First pitch to Reyes. A flare over. So Consuegra with his first outfield assist of the season. Able to keep this a 2-run game after 3, but In the fourth, Jersey Shore's offense went back to work. Felipe De La Cruz back to the mound. Troy Schreffler led off the inning with a home run to left center field. His second of the year, made it a 3-0 game. Marion Boyd then singled after a strikeout, stole second, moved to third on a flyout, and then a wild pitch with two out allowed him to score, made it a 4-0 game. Jersey Shore would add to it, ultimately chasing De La Cruz in the fifth. Fergus a single, stole second to lead off the inning after a strikeout. Otto Kemp grounded out, moved the runner to third, and then Felix Reyes hit a ground ball back to the mound, went off the hand of De La Cruz. Lugo could not make the barehanded play. RBI single for Reyes made it a 5-0 game. However, De La Cruz did leave with injury after that ball hit him in the hand. Hopefully it was nothing more than a stinger, but if it is anything worse than that, we, of course, will let you know. But was a 5-0 game going into the eighth inning. And Brooklyn finally able to break up the shutout. Kevin Villavicencio single to start the inning, then stole second. Stanley Consuegra was called out on strikes and ejected by home plate umpire Jamal Allen, arguing after that. And then Ryan Clifford came up to the plate with a chance to extend his hitting streak. Now Ryan Clifford, and he loops one in a shallow left center field, dunking fast. That one's down a base hit. Villavicencio rounding third, heading to the plate. Boyd's throw will come in a second. First multi-hit night of the season for Ryan Clifford, his fourth RBI, and Brooklyn's on the board. It's 5-1 in the eighth. Now Ryan Clifford. So Ryan Clifford extending his on-base streak to 10, his hitting streak to 6. Another RBI single against a lefty made it a 5-1 game. Jersey Shore would get a run in the bottom of the eighth on an Amarian Boyd single. Brooklyn getting RBI. An RBI double from Joe Swazi, a ground out from Jose Hernandez that created a run in the ninth as Brooklyn falls to Jersey Shore tonight by a final of 6-3. Winning pitcher tonight out of the bullpen, Nate Carafa. He is 1-0, two shutout innings, a hit, no walks, and two strikeouts. The loss to Felipe De La Cruz, certainly his toughest outing since joining Brooklyn last August. 5 runs, 10 hits, and 4 2/3 innings, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 8. Jersey Shore 6 runs, 12 hits, an error. They left 4. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 38 minutes in front of a crowd of 2,374. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say our so long on this Friday night. Only 2 other games completed in the league. Greensboro falls at home to Hickory 5-3. Wilmington, their 9th win of the year, 5-3 over Greenville. Bottom of the 8th in Asheville, another slugfest at McCormick Field, 14-6. Rome the lead in the 8th. Bottom of the 7th, Aberdeen looking to win their first game of that series against Hudson Valley. They lead 6-2. And bottom of the 8th in Bowling Green, -2. And the Hot Rods 1. Mets affiliate scoreboard, Mets and Dodgers will get underway just under an hour from now, 10:10 Eastern Time. Sean Manaea against Yoshi Yamamoto, the arm that got away from the Mets during the offseason bidding war. Triple-A Syracuse had their game delayed quite a bit due to rain tonight. Game was ultimately delayed over an hour. It is 4-1 Charlotte in the bottom of the fourth inning in that one. Luis Moreno made the start. Trace Thompson a home run for Triple-A. Double-A Binghamton falling tonight at home to Reading 8-2. Jose Peroza, Rylan Thomas with RBIs in single-A St. Lucie, a 3-1 win over Tampa. Austin Tresser and Jonah Tong combining on a four-hitter in the St. Lucie win. Major League Baseball on this Friday night. Rockies and Mariners rained out. They'll make it up with a doubleheader on Sunday. Cubs beat the Marlins this afternoon 8-3. Reds over the Angels in Cincinnati 7-1. Red Sox beat the Pirates 8-1. Phillies a 7-0 shutout of the White Sox. Bottom of the ninth in Washington. Astros a 5-2 lead on the Nationals rematch of the 2019 World Series. Top of the eighth in the Bronx. Yankees 5 and the Rays 3. Guardians bludgeoning the A's. It's 10-2 in the top of the ninth in Cleveland. Bottom 7 in Atlanta. 7-3 Braves the score there. Bottom of the sixth, Royals in a pitcher's duel, leading the Orioles 1-0 in that contest. End of 5 in Minnesota. It is a 3-2 lead for the Detroit Tigers. Jack Flaherty against Joe Ryan. Top of the fifth in St. Louis, Brewers up 1-0 on the Cardinals. Freddie Peralta against Kyle Gibson. Just about to get underway, a little less than 20 minutes. Padres and Blue Jays in San Diego, 9:40 start time. Matt Waldron up for San Diego and Yariel Rodriguez to make his second major league start for Toronto. And the only other game we haven't told you about, 10:15 tonight, Giants hosting the Diamondbacks. Blake Snell against Jordan Montgomery making his Arizona debut. Brooklyn will try and force a rubber match in this series tomorrow night, our final evening game of the series. Our coverage starts on the pregame show, 6:20 Eastern time, leading up to the 6:35 first pitch. Jordan Gieber was great in Game 2 last Saturday. He'll get the ball at 2.57 ERA as Stevenson Jimenez will get the ball for the Blue Claws, 0-2, a 9.64 ERA. Again, our coverage starts on the pregame show, 6:20 Eastern, 6:35, the first pitch right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. That'll do it for us tonight here from the Jersey Shore. Blue Claws win it 6-3 for our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our Vice President, Stephen Cohen, General Manager, Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager, Billy Harner, who's celebrating his birthday today. So happy birthday, Billy. Hope you're having a wonderful day with a Fudgy the Whale cake to celebrate. And also for my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz, who will be on the call tomorrow morning for the Big East Women's Golf Tournament. So be sure to tune in there. Best of luck to you, Johnny. We can't wait to see you next week on Tuesday. But until tomorrow night, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from New Jersey. Good night. Blue Claws win it 6-3.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.